Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Butch Butler Field in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it is the second of two games today on Preps Radio, the 3A state tournament semifinals. The Sterling Tigers and the University Bulldogs will battle here for the right to go to championship Saturday. I'm Clark Johnson. Bruce Dick with me in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. All we know right now is the Reds have catapulted themselves to the championship Saturday with a 5-2 win against Lutheran this morning. And, Bruce, it was a fun game to watch. Now we find out who's going to face them tomorrow.
Well, the Reds put themselves in the driver's seat, full throttle.
That's for sure.
They're going to have to get beat twice tomorrow not to be the 3A state championships. And they've won 49 of 52,
Clark. That's not a bad thing, right? How do you beat them twice, folks? And then, just talking to Dustin Duncan here off the air, the Reds assistant coach, not only do they have Tate Smith and Mitch Haythorn, they're 1A and 1B, they got Garrett Garrison with 51 pitches for tomorrow.
51 pitches remaining. He came in today's game with two outs in the seventh inning because of pitch count on Jared McCormick. And ended the game with an impressive save.
You have to play them. There's a chance that University and Sterling are good enough to win two games against the Reds. However, with everything that's going for the Reds, their pitching staff that's just lined up, I feel like you're trying to stop a speeding train on the train tracks.
Yeah, it seems like, boy, it's a fast-bed locomotive right now, Clark.
Sterling Tigers and the University Bulldogs. Six straight wins for University against Sterling. See what happens here today. Do they get their seventh in a row? It'll be Logan Getting, the junior, going for the Bulldogs. He's 5-0 with a 2.92 ERA. And a little surprised that we didn't get Dylan DiOrio.
Surprised me.
In the first one today.
Yeah,
you get Noah Soper instead.
It's a surprise. We get Noah Soper, who's had an outstanding year as well. But the biggest surprise is behind the plate for the Sterling Tigers.
Absolutely. Now go back to last weekend, yep. And Wyatt Buckley, the catcher for the Sterling Tigers, gets called out on strikes. He chucks his bat to the dugout. He's tossed and then takes it out on his helmet. He has to sit today. So you have a freshman catcher coming in who's 6-for-10 so far, but he's a freshman. He's never started in the postseason, hasn't played a ton. He got called up from the freshman team. And that's a lot on his plate as a freshman to be behind the dish
today.
Yeah,
that's a lot on his plate. But as a freshman catcher, Benny Ruby, Resurrection.
That's right.
Freshman catcher.
You bet.
So they have to have confidence in him as the backup. And when you're called upon, you try to take advantage of the situation.
Young catchers will be the name of the game for University. Dalton Yeast, who's had a terrific year, a sophomore behind the dish for University. So we'll see what Dalton does as they get going this year. He has 8 doubles in 28 hits, so Dalton Yeast can also hit the baseball.
Yeah, Dalton Yeast did a great job this year for the Bulldogs. Obviously, he's hit the ball pretty well, but handling the pitchers, that was a question mark coming into the season for University, the pitching staff, and replacing Alex Martinez, who had been a four-year player for the Bulldogs behind the plate.
Before that, you had Bo Hawley, too, for University, who was a freshman starter, 4 years. You had 8 years of catchers at University with Hawley and Martinez. You may have another,
three years with
Dalton.
Yeast. Yep, absolutely.
Crazy good stuff right there for University behind the dish. Casey Miller, fifth year for the coach that came in, first 2 years coaching. This is what I want to find out, but I'll never be able to find out the answer. Is there any other sport, any other coach in Colorado State history that their first 2 years coaching a varsity team won state championships? Probably, but boy, I bet it's hard to find. That's what Casey Miller did in 17, and rather in 18 and 19. He's 89-13 as a coach for University. Those aren't bad numbers either,
those
right?
Those are terrific numbers. Clark, it is so difficult to win a state championship.
No kidding.
There's 51 teams in 3A baseball, so your chances per year are so slim to put back-to-back state champions together, and then as a first-year coach to put back-to-back. You're in very rare territory with Casey Miller.
Dogs are 23-5, second in the Patriot behind the Eaton Reds this year. They've had a 9-game win streak snapped in the loss to Eaton on Saturday, a 12-2 game that I said draw a line through because they walked 12 Eaton hitters. That's not going to happen today.
Well, it should not happen today. And I think early in the game, there is a little pressure on Logan Getting to make sure he goes out there and throws strikes.
I said 6 straight wins for University against Sterling. However, this year, 2 close games, Bruce. At home, they beat the Tigers 6-2. Then they went on the road in Sterling and won 6-4 in 9 innings.
Yeah, they've been close contests. 2 good teams. Clark, to get to the Final Four in any sport of the state championships, you're a good team. I think it's overlooked a little bit because of the dominance of the Eaton Reds. Just how many great seasons they've had with their league titles and state appearances. But these two teams are fighting it out today, and they have so much to be proud of for a terrific season.
All right, Bruce and I will come back with more of the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show here in a moment. Our first time out brought to you, of course, by Weld Community Credit Union, Sterling, and University for the right to play the Reds for the state championship tomorrow. Coming back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Tanner, why are you making that face?
My feet are killing me. These boots should have been broken in by now.
I went to Red Wing Shoes in Greeley. They have this brand new 3D foot scanner that they send to your email, and you can order a custom orthotic that'll fit your feet perfectly.
At Red Wing? Seriously?
Absolutely, man. I have a pair, not going anywhere else.
Red Wing Shoes in Greeley, Johnstown, and Brighton. Family owned for over 50 years.
Life's pressures are ever-changing. Caring for our mental health is no longer optional. It's necessary. At North Range Behavioral Health, counselors are available in person or online. The choice is yours. Their caring staff understands the challenges Weld County is facing, and they are ready to help. Call 970-347-2120. That's 970-347-2120 to learn about North Range Behavioral Health's network of support. That's North Range Behavioral Health.
Hello, Greeley. This is Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications. We are installing our all-fiber network throughout your community. At Allo, we believe that businesses and homes deserve world-class internet, crystal-clear TV, and dependable phone services. With Allo, enjoy great customer service, no contracts, free installation, and real savings. At our core, Allo is committed to being honest, exceptional, local, and hassle-free. To find out more, please stop by the Allo store or go to allofiber.com/Greeley.
PDC Energy was founded in 1969 and over the last 50 years has grown to a company of over 500 employees. So it's safe to say they know how to do things the right way. They're focused on producing energy in a safe and efficient way in order to power and better people's lives. PDC also truly believes that community matters. As they envision their long-term plan, they recognize a responsibility to both individual stakeholders and the community at large. If you'd like to learn more, go to pdce.com/community.
It's blues time again in Greeley. The 17th annual Greeley Blues Jam kicks off on Friday afternoon, June 3rd, in historic downtown Greeley with a free show on the 9th Street Plaza featuring Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. The music will be flowing from many downtown venues, and it will be like Beale Street West. On Saturday, June 4th at Island Grove Park, the music will be nonstop from 11:30 a.m. until 9 p.m., featuring the best in big-time blues artists, including the 2022 Grammy-nominated Kim Wilson and the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Ruthie Foster, Vanessa Collier, Mac Arnold and Josh Hoyer, and other Colorado blues bands. Enjoy our new location at Island Grove Park near the Event Center with lots of shade and open space. Enjoy great food and drink. Bring your lawn chairs and your family and friends to experience this great American music. Tickets available from the Stampede Ticket Office, Westlake Wine and Spirits, Booze Brothers Liquor, or online at GreeleyBluesJam.org. Stay tuned to KFK and win tickets. See you at the Greeley Blues Jam. After all, it ain't nothing but a party.
Hear all about the Rockies on the Hull Show. Weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Welcome back to Butch Butler Field, second game of two on Preps Radio today. The Reds from Eaton, the number one team in the state, the defending state champions, already into championship Saturday tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So Get your tickets and be ready. It's a big one tomorrow. Who's going to face them, Sterling or University? We'll find out here in about 10 minutes, our J9 Agency's first pitch. Let's get to our lineups. University, by the draw, is the flip of the coin, is the visitors today. So it'll look like this for Casey Miller's team. 23-5 on the year, as we said, second in the Patriot League to the Eaton Reds. Had won 9 straight till the Reds beat him 12-2 on Saturday. River Jackson opens up. He plays shortstop. Greg Garza will hit second and play second base. Logan Getting, he's going to be on the mound today. Logan will hit from the left side, but he throws right-handed. Getting on the year, 5-0 with a 2.92 earned run average. Parker Disparti can hit it a mile. He's in right field. Cannon Padilla over at third base. Riggs Towell will be the first baseman, the junior over there. Connor Weber, a sophomore, plays center field. Tate Chacon, multi-sport athletes in center field. And Dalton Yeast, the sophomore catcher, back behind the dish for Casey Miller's club. The Tigers from Sterling, 22-6. Third in the Patriot League. They've won 5 of their last 6 games. Mike Mendenhall in his second year coaching the Tigers, his record 32-14 over 2 years. Jackson Kyle leads things off, multi-sport athlete. He could play a bunch of different sports at the next level, I'm sure. He leads off and plays center field. Cass Combs will hit second and play right field. Dylan DiOrio is the shortstop. If they win today or need him on the hill, he may come in for Soper, but we'll see how that goes. Andrew Mike will hit in the number 4 spot, 4th leading RBI man in the state. He's over at first. Noah Soper on the hill, 4-4 for Soper this year, a 3.04 ERA, 50 2/3 innings. That's second to the Orioles, 56 on the year. Jake Gordon is going to hit 6th. He's the DH. Andrew Scovarda is over at third base. Kaysen Bamford is a freshman catcher. Buckley out, so you have to put your freshman behind the dish. Buckley had a temper tantrum last week, and it cost him a game today.
That's what happens in high school baseball and college baseball, whatever. You lose your composure, you throw your bat in disgust after a strikeout, and you're going to be sitting out that next game.
Sure.
No different, Clark, than in basketball, a double technical foul or whatever the situation. You're ejected in high school sports. You must sit out the following game.
Easton Wilson rounds out the lineup for the Tigers at second base. We're going to pause, come back in about, we got the anthem. We got about 4 minutes or so as we get, maybe we have an anthem. We don't even know that. Second game of the day, we'll see. But let's break away. We'll come back when it's time for the first pitch. Brought to you by J9 Agencies. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. KFKA.
Life is too short to wear boring clothes, so if your wardrobe needs a refresh, stop by Accessories with a Flair and Hair. Arriving daily are new spring and summer outfits, the matching jewelry, hats, and even zipper ties for the guy in your life. Perk up your spirits with a new hairstyle in our salon. Don't forget, we have Kentucky Derby hats for men and women, plus colorful fascinators, too. We have a passion for fashion, so look for that red awning at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4, downtown Greeley, and see what's new.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
There's a couple of things that drive me crazy as a coach. Bad shots and turnovers. Hi, this is head coach Bruce Dick. One of the things that drives me crazy off the court is dealing with people who don't care. Miranda Simpson with State Farm makes every customer her top priority, and being a native Northern Coloradoan, there is no one better suited to take care of your insurance than Miranda. Pick Miranda Simpson at State Farm. Call her at 970-223-7800.
This is Dylan McCaffrey, quarterback for the Bears, here to let you know about First Advantage, your community banking partner in Northern Colorado. Winning is all about making the right plays at the right time, and First Advantage is dedicated to providing the right financial solutions when you need them to help you succeed. With 3 branches located in Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins, and a full suite of business and personal banking products, you just can't lose when First Advantage is on your team. Visit firstadvantagebanks.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
For better than 40 years, Amco of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on Amco of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's Amco of Loveland.
The Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies. Listen to the Hull Show weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let's go!
Live from Butch Butler Field in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it is the second of two games on Preps Radio for you today. The 3A State Championship Semifinals, University and Sterling. I'm Clark Johnson. Coach Bruce Dick is with me right here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. We're going to find out, Coach, who's going to take on the Eaton Reds for all the money tomorrow.
Yeah, we sure are, Clark. And this is such a great matchup. And to get a chance to play in a state championship game, there's nothing like playing for a state championship. And these two teams are going to battle it out this afternoon.
University Bulldogs will have River Jackson, Greg Garza, Logan Getting to start things off. They'll do it against the senior right-hander Noah Soper. 4-4, 3.04 ERA, 50 and two-thirds innings on the regular season and postseason combined. That's second in innings pitched to Dylan DiOrio's 56, but they choose Soper to start today. The 50 and two-thirds innings, 45 hits, 27 walks, so 72 base runners. That's about a 1.4 whip, 60 Ks. For the right-hander. River Jackson will step into the box here for the Bulldogs, and let's get this second one underway. Find out who's going to meet the Reds at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Well, River Jackson, we've seen what he can do from the leadoff spot a few times, Clark. Has good power for a leadoff hitter.
Yeah, terrific power, and the first pitch is in and over for a strike. It's 0-1, leads the team in four different offensive categories. Six triples, 14 doubles on the year. 46 hits, 49 runs scored. All those are team tops. And the pitch right there is down low, and it's a ball and a strike.
Noah Soper coming with two breaking pitches to start this game.
1-1, Soper set to go, and Jackson back into the box. Noah kicks and deals. The pitch to River is a ground ball foul outside the bag at third. And it's a ball and two strikes here early. Pull up a chair, spend part of the afternoon with us. The second of two today on Preps Radio. 1-2, Jackson back into the box here. 49 runs, we told you, that's a team lead. That's a third in the state. Pitch here and a fastball high and tight. It's even at 2-2.
Nice velocity on that high inside fastball, trying to get River Jackson to swing at one out of the zone.
Soper set to go again. 2-2 to River, fouled away, right side out of play. So Jackson stays alive right there. The five home runs for River on the club's second. Logan Getting, sweet swing and left-handed hitter, who is going to pitch today for UH. He has six. This one fouled away against the screen again.
Well, if nothing else, River Jackson is making Noah Soper throw a lot of pitches here to lead off this game.
Soper set to go again as Jackson digs back into the batter's box. 2-2. Noah deals, breaking ball, got him looking.
Yeah. River thought that was a fastball, and a nice breaking pitch that time by Noah Soper to start the game with a called strike three.
Sterling defensively, Andrew Scavarta down at third. Dylan DiOrio's the shortstop. Easton Wilson at second, and Andrew Mike over at first. It's Andrew Wright, Jackson Kyle, Cass Combs left to right on the outfield, and Kasem Bamford in for Wyatt Buckley behind the plate because Buckley was tossed and has to sit a game. It's a freshman back behind the dish. Pitch ground ball off the glove of the mound right there by Soper. Picked up DiOrio. Nice play by Dylan.
Excellent reaction by Dylan DiOrio as the ball deflected off of Noah Soper on the mound. And DiOrio's strong throw to first base to retire Greg Garza.
So two down, nobody on, and here comes Logan Getting. Six homers, 34 runs driven in, and he's popped at a pretty good clip, 438 this year. Soper deals. Logan takes high with a fastball. It's a ball and no strikes.
Logan, sweet swing, a very open stance in the batter's box.
Soper set to go again. Deals, fastball outside corner for a strike.
Boy, I love this umpire. He just lets you know immediately what the call is.
Working quickly, Soper back again. Breaking pitch. They're going to go down to third base umpire with the left-handed hitter. Said he did not go around. So yeah. It's 2-1.
That's one of those pitches that he didn't go around, Clark. But
yeah, you said that last time.
No, Soper
right.
Thought, well, where does that pitch have to be?
2-1 outside corner for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. University averages almost 10 and a half runs a game. 379 batting average as a club. Here's the two-strike pitch up in the zone, 3-2.
Noah Soper, a fast pace pitcher.
Boy, he's working like crazy.
He gets it, and he wants to throw it.
3-2 pitch on the way to the plate. Breaking ball, got him looking.
Excellent start for Noah Soper. Two strikeouts and a ground ball to retire this side.
Go to the bottom of the first at Butch Butler. Who's going to get eaten in the championship tomorrow? Nothing for University in the top of the first. Here come the Tigers. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sometimes you have to search long and hard to find a great value, but other times it's as easy as walking through the front door of the Ranch Restaurant, that is. Serving a tasty menu of breakfast and lunch favorites, the Ranch Restaurant is the locals' choice for American, Greek, and Mexican fare at a great price. Try the Ranch Restaurant and you'll agree, it's simply a great value. Family-owned and operated, and open to serve you daily from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Ranch Restaurant, 714 6th Street in downtown Greeley.
No good story has ever started with a glass of milk. No truer words have ever been spoken, and no bad spirit has ever been poured at 477 Distilling in Greeley. There are so many options when it comes to picking a place for a night out. That's why they combine their locally distilled craft spirits and carefree atmosphere to help people create memories and be confident they'll have a good time. 477 Distilling is open for seating in the tasting room and offers bottles and cocktails to go. 477 Distilling, online at 477distilling.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the first inning. Only other score we've seen today is Broomfield and Cherokee Trail 5A. That first game today, Cherokee Trail wins that one 12-8. So Broomfield will go to the second game tomorrow for the championship and find out it's either going to be Cherokee Trail or the winner of Chaparral Legacy. Those two will play tomorrow in the first game.
Could be an all-front range state tournament.
Absolutely.
State championship.
Could be. How about that? Yep. All right, Sterling Tigers, 22-6. Mike Mendenhall's second year here. Phillip Jackson, Kyle, Cass Combs, Dylan DiOrio after a perfect first inning by Noah Soper.
Well, one of the better athletes in the state of Colorado leading it off here for the Tigers.
Boy, no question about it. Jackson Kyle takes it down low, a ball and no strikes. You were good luck for him. You were out at Res, and he started the game with a home run, right?
That's right.
Here's the 1-0 by Getting. He deals, and that is down low. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes here.
And sitting on the bench a few years ago at Res, I saw some threes go down.
Yeah, he
by
shot
this
a few of those,
too.
Didn't he? Yep.
Yeah.
Getting comes back to the plate, tries to get a 2-0 pitch to find the corner, and doesn't. So 3-0 now. Boy, oh boy.
Clark, yeah, I think this is a mind game right now with the University pitching staff. Throwing strikes.
12 walks against the Reds on Saturday. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That's in for a strike.
You know, last week, Logan, the start against Eaton, had a terrific first inning.
Sure.
Flawless first inning.
Comes back 3-1 to Jackson Kyle. The pitch waved at and missed, and it's 3-2. Sun blasting through us right now out here at Butch Butler. Beautiful afternoon here in Greeley. Logan comes back, 3-2 pitch from the junior. Swing and a fly ball to right field. It's deep. DeSparty going back towards the track in front. Looks up now and makes the catch for the out.
Deep fly ball to right field, and DeSparty brings it down right in front of the fence.
So one away, and here comes Cast Combs. Combs had a big finish to the end of the season.
Right fielder, number one.
Ended up with 5 home runs, 23 RBIs.
Yeah, this is a small kid that just has great swing speed and power.
Getting deals, and the pitch is a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Dogs defensively, Cannon Padilla, River Jackson left side of the infield, Greg Garza, Riggs Towel on the right side. It's Weber, Chacon, and Disparti in the outfield, left to right. And that pitch is hammered to center field. Tate Chacon going back, looks up, reaches up, and makes the catch.
Wow. That's a great catch on the run, over the shoulder, Tate Chacon to retire Cast Combs.
Hang a star, baby. Hang a star on it. It is a web gem brought to you by our good friends at Steamway Floor to Ceiling. They're right there on 8th Avenue, folks. Give them a call today for all your interior needs. Steamway Floor to Ceilings with our web gem catch out in center field, Tate Chacon. Here's Dylan DiOrio. Fastball up in the zone, a ball and no strikes.
We may not see a better catch from a center fielder, Clark.
Just kind of cruising back there,
too. Well, that's Tate. He's so athletic. It looks like he's gliding.
Yes, it does.
But he's sprinting, but he has that athletic ability to give the impression that he's just gliding back.
Fastball missed downstairs. 2 balls, no strikes here to DiOrio. Dylan at 333, 3 homers, 27 runs driven in. That pitch in for a strike. So 2 balls and a strike here. Getting trying to do exactly what Soper did in the first, just get him 1-2-3. Logan comes back in the pitch. That's ball 4. So first base runner is a Dylan DiOrio walk.
Puts a runner on first base, 2 outs for the Tigers. Now for Sterling.
Here's a number for you, Coach.
Number 27.
28 games this year, 166 stolen bases.
Yeah, it's impressive what this Tiger team does once they're on the base paths. With 2 outs, I certainly look for them to try to advance to second.
And that one got away.
They're going to get a free pass.
They sure do. DiOrio will trot into second base on a pass ball. So Andrew Mike, 39 ribbies.
At one time, he was leading the state.
I take that back. He's got 42. He's 4th in the state.
Yeah.
But you're right. For the better part of the year, he was the leader. Getting comes to him, and a pitch missed the outside corner. 2 balls, no strikes. First base open. Sterling with a runner on at second here. No score, bottom of the first. Playing to see who gets the championship Saturday to take on the Eden Reds. Getting comes back, and the pitch to the plate. Boy, that looked good to me. No call from
just
the home plate umpire.
It was outside. Yeast had to just reach out, tried to frame it a little bit, but to no avail.
3-0 now. DiOrio gets the lead at second base. First base open. Here's the pitch to the plate. Off speed, and it's hit to left field. Going back is Connor Weber, the sophomore, towards the front of the track, and he makes the catch for the out.
Well, fly balls to right, center, and left. All hard hit. But 3 outs.
We head to the second inning here at Butch Butler University in Sterling semifinals. Who goes to the championship tomorrow? Back in a moment to find out. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to introduce myself to the people of Northern Colorado. My name is Stuart Koch, and I'm the new head golf professional at the Eden Country Club. Golf is my passion, and I've been working in the business for over 25 years. The Eden Country Club prides itself on having the very best greens in Northern Colorado, easy and available tee times, and affordable membership rates. I'm thrilled to be a part of the Eden Country Club, and I invite you to become a part as well by visiting EatonCC.net. Once again, that is EatonCC.net.
On the Rocks Liquor and Greeley could very well be called Old Reliable. With a drive-thru open every night till midnight and always the best in local beer, wine, and spirits, On the Rocks is always ready for you. Want to try something new? How about a Colorado cream liqueur from Hidden Peaks made locally in Frederick, Colorado? Or try a new Crown Royal cocktail or grab one of our hard-to-find whiskeys. Celebrating their 12th year serving the Greeley area, it's Old Reliable. On the Rocks Liquor, just south of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the second inning out here. Butch Butler, University, and Sterling. Thank you to Kramer's Wedge Store and the Tatanka Grill. Win a $100 gas card weekly out there. Get in the mix every time you spend $15 or more in gas and merchandise. Just go inside Kramer's Wedge Store or the U Fillets in Greeley and Eaton. Get yourself an entry into the weekly drawing for a $100 gas card, all brought to you by Kramer's Wedge Store and the Tatanka Grill. All right, Noah Soper will go to work here in the second inning after getting the Reds. I said he retired him in order. I forgot he walked. I'm take that back. He did get him in order. Clark, put the right guy on there.
Yeah, Noah Soper got the first three outs. And Noah Soper just starts off with a nice pitch, just a breaking pitch. Comes back with another one.
All right, trying to fix a mic here, so bear with me, folks. Here's the look and the pitch by Soper, and that one's outside.
Well, two straight curveballs to Parker, both strikes, and Noah Soper tries to get him off the edge.
Now I found out what the problem was. If you have the microphone in your shirt, it's not going to work. Yo, here's the
hanging down a little, wasn't it?
Here's DeSparty with a 1-2 count on him. Soper comes back in the pitch. That's up and all the way to the backstop off the glove there of Kaysen Bamford.
And there you saw the freshman catcher.
There you did, yeah.
You just did. You know, a little high fastball, but not quite gloving it in.
All right, Soper comes back working quickly as he does. Ground ball, little ground ball up along third base. Scavarda going to throw to first and throws it away down the line. Down to second base is going to go to DeSparty here, and he will hold there. We're going to go to coach. Think he could have had him, or do you think that's a base infield single?
No, that's an error. Had a chance to throw him out. Would have been a very close play, but with the errant throw, we're not going to know, and I think you have to give an error on one error on that play, which is a two-base mistake.
Yeah, it's exactly what the official score did. It's up on the board there, so E5, Parker DeSparty is at first base to second base now on the throw, and Cannon Padilla with a chance with a base hit to give the Dogs a lead here.
I like how Parker ran the bases, though. Just no hesitation getting to second. And he was even looking at his coach. Hey, any chance to get to third?
Soper set to go now at the belt. His first runner, he's had to face it on base. And the pitch on the way here to Padilla is down low. It's a ball and no strikes.
I like what Casey Miller's thinking right now. DeSparty on second base. You got Padilla at the plate. Sterling has made plenty of errors on that infield this year. Maybe the bunt game creates something here.
Here's the 1-0 pitch from Soper. Deals Padilla. Line drive, base hit back up the middle. In to pick it up is Jackson Kyle, the center fielder. And with nobody out, they're going to hold DeSparty over at third base.
Well, Jackson Kyle has a terrific arm out in center field, and he got to that ball very quickly. With no outs, Casey Miller tells Parker DeSparty, let's put the brakes on and let's take our chances with no outs here.
Yeah, I kind of made a comment during the pregame taking infield for Sterling. All their outfielders had big arms. And you know Jackson Kyle can throw like a mother out there. Here's Riggs Towel, first and third. Nobody out for the Dogs in the second inning.
Yeah, and you have a pretty good RBI guy here at the plate, too, in Riggs Towel.
Towel with 18 runs driven in this year. Two homers, five doubles. Pitch is waved at and missed. He chased a high fastball.
Little over-anxious on that first fastball up out of the zone.
Sterling and University, six straight wins in the meetings between the teams for University, but the two this year were close. 6-2 at Tom Roach and 6-4 in nine innings at Sterling. Pitch waved at and missed by Towel. Runner goes. It gets away from Bamford, but only moving to second base is Padilla.
Yeah, heads-up base running on both corners. Padilla easily gets to second, and DeSparty smartly holding at third.
So Riggs Towel with a chance here to drive a couple runs in. Second and third, nobody out. But he's down 0-2 in the count. Soper set to go. Corners are in. Middle infield's back here. So for deals in the pitch, Riggs started to offer at it but held up.
Soper got him to commit to that high fastball earlier in the count, but this time Tell holds off.
One ball, two strikes. DeSparty down at third, trying to be the first run of the game. Pitch reaching out and fouling it to the right. Now to play is Riggs Towell. It's a ball and two strikes.
That was a little staying alive swing, just hoping to get a piece, hoping for a better pitch to connect with.
Riggs Towell and the Bee Gees are staying alive. One ball, two strikes. Noah Soper long looking at Bamford. Kicks and deals in the 1-2. Breaking ball got him swinging.
Boy, Soper has one of the better breaking pitches in the state, and he has used it effectively thus far.
Boy, how big was that to get the K, too, with runners at second and third? There's one out now. He'd love to get another K or a pop-up here. And now Noah had to go to tie his shoe, so he asked for time there. And here comes Connor Weber, the sophomore who's had a pretty good season for the Dogs as well. Weber at 321 has 12 RBIs on the year, five doubles.
Well, a base hit drives in two.
Soper set to go here now. Pitching to Connor Weber. Second and third, one out, second inning. Deals. Here's a line drive. Base hit to left field. One run scores. Around second is Padilla. Around third, rather, and he's going to hold there. Now down to second on the throw. Good movement by Connor Weber there.
Yeah, smart running by Connor Weber after the RBI base hit. Sterling mishandles the throw in to the infield, and Weber wisely gets down to second base.
That was a bad-looking spider that I just flung into the bottom deck here. Don't know what that was, if it was poisonous. I think it was coming after me, but I just shot it about 3 miles onto the field down there. Black spider gone. Here's the pitch on the way to Tate Chacon, and it's a strike.
That's the only thing that's cleared the outfield fence today.
That's right. I gave it a ride. All right, Chacon with runners at second and third, and a run in for the Dogs here on a couple of hits. Here's the pitch. That's down low. Ball and a strike here. Tate Chacon, 296 this year. Home run, a triple, four doubles, 12 runs driven in. Soper at the belt, checks the runners and delivers, and the pitch waved at and missed.
Well, a strikeout would be huge for Soper right now.
All right, Noah set to go again. Ball and two strikes, trying to strand the runners at second and third. Here's the pitch, outside corner. There's two away.
Got Tate looking. I think Tate was expecting that curveball, and he just came down on the outer edge with an excellent fastball.
Two down, runners at second and third. One run in for the Dogs in the second to take the 1-0 lead, and here's Dalton Yace, the sophomore catcher. Yace, just another young catcher. We're talking about Bo Holly and then Alex Martinez, who just got in, you know, their freshman years, basically, and then took over the job. Dalton Yace, a sophomore, and he's done everything this year behind the plate for the Bulldogs. This one fouled away to the right and out of play. Yace at 406, 21 runs driven in, and the eight doubles are second on the club. Soper deals, and the pitch to Yace fouled away again against the screen, and it's no balls, two strikes here with two outs in the second.
Boy, if Sterling holds University to the single run, it's a big win for him this
inning. No doubt. No doubt about it. Soper trying to do that right here. He's a strike away from getting to the dugout. Pitch to Yace, popped up foul. Quick look by Bamford, but it's back out of play. Thank you to our good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Don Scott is great staff. You got Lance Pickett over there in Fort Collins running the show. Dave Martin in Loveland. Give him a call today. Check him out. We can tell you right now, great, great folks to go to for total car care. It's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Off the bag at third was Cannon Padilla, and then off the mound, off the rubber was Soper, and he just kind of ran at him to run him back to the bag.
So our pitcher has to be very careful to make sure he's off that rubber, steps back.
Pitch on the way, and that's ripped into left field, left center field. That's a base hit. in to score. Here is Padilla. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and it's an RBI single for Dalton Yeast. 2-0 Bulldogs.
Boy, the sophomore catcher comes through, Clark. Hitting out of that number 9 spot. Flips the lineup around to bring up Jackson River. Or River Jackson.
Now for the Bulldogs, the two outs, shortstop.
All right, two down, and here comes River Jackson. Struck out his first time.
Yeah, we haven't seen River strike out consecutively. I look for a great at-bat.
Yeah, I do too. What has he got? 9 strikeouts for Jackson this year in 90 at-bats, so 1 every 10.
River's that kind of that modern-day leadoff hitter with power.
Pitch to the plate and a fastball missed down low. It's a ball and no strikes.
Used to see leadoff hitters with great speed, could bunt to get on, which he can, but he has the power to hit it out of the park.
Remember watching, there were some leadoff hitters who had great, Bobby Bonds led off for the Giants. That's where I go back to. Here's a ground ball. That's going to be a base hit into left field. And the Bulldogs here with a 3-0 advantage.
Really good piece of hitting by River that time.
Gives us a chance to pause 10 seconds for our stations to identify themselves right here on Preps Radio.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Well, the Tigers and Noah Soper had a chance to limit the damage. However, 3 runs in now for the Bulldogs, 2 on, and the pitch on the way here to Greg Garza. And that is taken for a strike.
Yeah, we talked about how big it would be for Soper to get out of here with one run, but the Bulldogs keep adding on.
Leading hitter on the club, 524. That's Greg Garza at the plate. And this one bounced away from Bamford, and everybody moves up 90 feet.
And that's where you're seeing the difference in Buckley and Bamford. An upperclassman catcher who should be on the field today but isn't, and puts a lot of pressure on the freshman catcher.
1 ball, 1 strike now, 2 outs. 3 runs, 4 hits for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch to Garza. Greg takes that one for a strike.
I do like the way that Cason Bamford handles himself in back of the plate, though.
Sure.
You can tell he's going to be a terrific player.
1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's the look and the pitch. Swing and a ground ball to the second baseman, hit hard, but Easton Wilson will throw out Greg Garza, and the Bulldogs are done in the second. 2 runs on 4 hits for UH in the inning. We will head to the bottom of the second inning out here at Butch Butler. The winner of this gets the championship Saturday against the Eaton Reds. Right now, it's the Dogs in front. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. When life gives you lemons heating and cooling, you get a company that specializes in geothermal heating and cooling systems and can take care of all your other heating and cooling needs. Lemons Heating and Cooling takes the process from system design to installation and continues to work for you and your system with regular services. If you need humidification, filter system, programmable thermostat, or 24-hour service, call Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-353-3527.
Your home should be built the way you want it to be. That's what Jay Allen Construction has been doing for Northern Colorado, making your home the way you want it. Being a full-service construction and home maintenance company, Jay Allen has their own trusted subcontractors that they've worked with for decades. With an accomplished decorator on hand, your home can get the finishing touches you want. Jay Allen Construction is a trusted company that offers custom home building and home maintenance for a reasonable price. Visit jallenhomes.com. That's the letter J, allenhomes.com.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the second inning out here at Butch Butler Stadium. Coach has left, so Bruce Dick is running to Arvada High School tonight. They've got summer basketball going on. Fort Collins Lampkins head coach. So he's going to take care of his duties. So I'll get you the rest of the way myself Bottom of the second inning here, 3-0 for University. Three runs on four hits, no errors. Sterling has had one plate appearance so far today, three outs and a walk in the first inning against Logan Getting. See what the second brings here. That scoring summary brought to you by CNH Solutions. Here we go. It'll be Noah Soper, Jake Gordon, and then Andrew Scavarda. And the pitch on the way to Soper, and that's taken low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Getting got three fly balls outs in the first inning. Kyle Combs and Andrew Mike all flew out. One to each outfielder, as a matter of fact. Here's the pitch. And that one's down low. It's two balls and no strikes. He did have the walk in the first. Logan, 36 innings, 19 walks, so about one every couple innings. Pitch here, and that one looked like a strike. Down low, I guess. And it's three balls and no strikes here to Noah Soper. Soper in at 360 at the plate. And the pitch is ball four. Four pitches and the second walk. Boy, the Dogs, Casey Miller's group, they do not want to repeat what they did Saturday against the Reds. 12 walks. That's two. Nobody out here in the second inning. And here comes Jake Gordon, the designated hitter. Tigers trying to break a six-game losing skid to the Dogs. Lost 6-2 at Tom Roach earlier this year. Then they went home, lost 6-4 in nine innings. Getting at the belt, checks the runner at first, comes to the plate, and the pitch is right down Main Street. It's 0-1. Little gift for you guys tomorrow if you want to make the purchase. I think it's like $9.95. Our radio broadcast is going to be streamed through the NFH network as well. So you get with NFHS. Just go to NFHSnetwork.com and then search CHASA, C-H-S-A-A, and you should see the championship 3A game on the docket tomorrow. I think it's $9.95. That way you can see the game and hear our radio broadcast as well. Stolen base there for Noah for the I don't know if they ran for Soper or not. I didn't see if they got a courtesy runner, but a runner to second base here. And now Dalton Yace, the sophomore catcher, is going to go out and have a little word here. Hey, thank you to SOAR. It stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. Talking about speed on the bases, these guys will make that happen for you. Just great at getting your athlete to the next level. They'll deliver the training for your high school athlete to dominate, regardless of sport. It's SOAR, Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. Look them up on Facebook. All right, getting set to go, and the pitch on the way is fouled away by Jay Gordon, right side out of play. Runner on at second for Sterling here, bottom of the second inning, 3-0 University. Dogs would love nothing more to get another crack at Eaton tomorrow. There goes the runner. Boy, he got a big jump, and there's not even a throw. Stole that one off Logan Getting. So runners at second and third. It is Noah Soper out there, the pitcher who did not opt for a courtesy runner. Two stolen bases for him here. That gives the team 168 this year. Wow. Here's the pitch by Getting. Did he get the outside corner? He didn't. And it's two balls and two strikes now. Well, that's why Noah Soper's out there. He's second on the club. DiOrio has 25 stolen bases. Soper is 24. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch by Getting. Swinging a line drive foul outside of first base. That one was hit well and finds its way off out of the ballpark here. Jake Gordon at 340 this year. Three doubles, 20 runs driven in. Gordon's got another year. He's just a junior. And the pitch reaches out, pops it up. River Jackson going back towards the edge of the dirt. Just ahead of the outfield there and makes the catch. So one away and a pop out to shortstop. And Andrew Scavarda, right-hand hitting third baseman, will come up here for the Tigers. Tigers have won five of their last six games. Mike Mendenhall's club playing well. And although they've dropped six straight to the Dogs, a couple of good confrontations this year. And that pitch is in and over for a strike. 0-1 here to Scovardi. He jumps in with a runner at third. Pitch on the way by Getting, swing and a pop-up foul right side off the screen. And it is no balls and two strikes now. Getting hungry, folks. Place to go. A&W in Eden right off of Highway 85, north end of town down there. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Want to have A&W Eden at home? Yeah, that's right. Uber Eats will deliver your great Papa Burger combos. Here's the pitch, fastball. He tried to unload on that, Getting did, and missed it outside. One ball, two strikes, one out here. Bottom of the second inning. State 3A semifinals. Winner gets Eaton tomorrow. We'll have an 11 o'clock first pitch. Next pitch bounced up there by Getting, so now he's even. Two balls and two strikes. Noah Soper still sits down at third base, trying to get the Tigers on the board here. Getting at the belt, comes back, and the pitch waved at and missed, and down he goes. That's a good pitch. Dalton Yeast holds out his glove at Logan Getting and said, "You hit me in the perfect spot right there." So two gone. See if Logan Getting can get out of the inning without any damage. Kaysen Bamford, the freshman catcher. Bamford just 10 at-bats being called up from the freshman team, but look what he's done. 6 of 10, a double, and 5 runs driven in. Getting deals, waved at and missed by the freshman, 0-1. Two outs with Soper at third. 3-0 University second inning here at Butch Butler. Getting comes back. Bamford takes strike two right down the middle. So 0-2, Getting's a strike away from running back to the dugout here unscathed. Here's the 0-2 from Logan. Swing and a pop-up. This is going to be Getting, I think. Says he wants it? No. It's going to be the catcher, Yeast, who puts it away, and the inning is over. A leadoff walk, no damage, though. No runs, no hits, one left. They strand him at third base there. We'll go to the top of the third inning out here at Butch Butler. 3-0 University. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We head to the third inning here at Butch Butler. Thank you to Agfinity, another great sponsor on our playoff coverage this year. 100 years, Agfinity doing it the right way for all they do. Check them out at agfinity.com. All right, let's see what Noah Soper has for the Bulldogs here in the third inning. After the Dogs had two runs, I take that back, three runs on four hits in that second inning. Singles by Jackson, Padilla, Weber, and Yeast in that second inning. See what the Dogs have lined up for him coming up here. Thank you to Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty. It's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. The Goosehead difference also means using their digital platform to receive auto and home quotes in less than 5 minutes. Call Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance, 970-449-0286. All right, Logan Getting, Parker Disparti, Cannon Padilla, and Getting wraps one to left center field and deep. Going back, this one's going to split the outfielders and go to the fence. And Logan Getting, that sweet swinging left-hander, it's a leadoff double. So Getting goes opposite field between the center fielder Kyle and the left fielder Andrew Wright. And here comes Parker Disparti. Great way to start for the Dogs. University had won 9 in a row before the loss to Eden on Saturday, the game that got out of hand with all those walks. A 12-2 Reds win. But they have their mind on playing some baseball today. There's no doubt about it. Disparti aboard and an error by Scovardi his first time. That's the Tigers' third baseman. And now Bamford, the freshman catcher, wants to go out and have a word with the senior Noah Soper here. The university's such a great hitting team. It's just tough to keep them down. All right, runner at second base. That's Getting. He gets the lead. Disparti waits. Here's the pitch on the way to Parker. Around as if to bunt. And he takes it. Here's a throw all the way back to second base. Good throw by Bamford. talking to their play-by-play announcer downstairs, the Sterling play-by-play guy. He said Bamford just a freshman, but they're already grooming him to be a quarterback for Sterling. No balls and a strike here. That arm looked like a quarterback. What was weird there, see the big swinging Parker DeSparty around for a bunt. No balls and a strike to Parker. Again around as if to bunt, and he bunts it foul right side. So now no balls and two strikes. DeSparty hitting .358. Four homers, 31 runs driven in on the year. RBIs are third on the club. Eight doubles makes him tied for second on the club. All right, Soper set to go again. Noah at the belt. Looks back at second base where Getting is, and the pitch to DeSparty is inside. He dusted him off. And it's a ball and two strikes. Wind's starting to come up a little bit. Cloud cover's starting to come here, so we have to look out. We saw we could get wind, we could get hail, we could get some weather activity towards the end of the afternoon here, so we'll keep an eye on it. Tomorrow we look pretty clear. Here's Soper who deals in the pitch. Check swing. They'll check. Did he go around? He did. He struck him out. So Parker K is one away. And Cannon Padilla will come to the plate here. Cannon has one of the five hits for University so far. That first Sterling University matchup this year at Tom Roach, the 6-2 win. That was Cannon Padilla on the hill getting the win that day. And this one is whacked into left field. That's a base hit. Here comes the runner around third coming to the plate. The throw on a hop, and he's in to score. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Great running right there by Cannon Padilla. Gunnar Ponzer, who was running for Getting, is in to score. It's 4-0. And Cannon Padilla with an RBI single. He has RBI number 26 this year. So 4-0 University, and Casey Miller out to talk to Padilla, who slid into second base kind of hard, reaching down at his left knee right here. Thank you to Journey Homes, our play of the game sponsor. Over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range. For all Journey Homes does, go to journeyhomes.com. Four runs on six hits for the Bulldogs. No runs, no hits for Sterling. That's your CNH Solution scoring summary. And here's Riggs Towell. Got to talk to Riggs yesterday on Clark and the Coach. Fine young man, well-spoken junior here for the Bulldogs. And the pitch, he whacks that one foul. Remember the shot he had in the regular season matchup at Tom Roach against the Reds. They were even at two, and in the bottom of the sixth out there, he homered opposite field to right field. But then the Reds did what they've done against everybody and against University twice this year. Came back in the last inning to get the victory. Soper set to go to Towell again. Delivers down low and Bamford blocks it. It's one ball, one strike. One out here. Top of the third inning at Butch Butler Field. Winner of this one, Sterling and University gets Eaton tomorrow, 11 a.m. Bad news for them, they got to beat the Reds twice. Even worse news for them, they got to beat Tate Smith. They got to beat Mitch Haythorne. You got Garrett Garrison with 51 pitches. That is an unbelievable hill to climb. That pitch missed down low. Two balls and a strike. One out here. Dogs would love to add to the advantage. Sterling's a team that can flat out hit the baseball as well, so you got to get a bunch. Turning and wheeling and throwing to second base is Soper here. And the runner, Padilla, really didn't have that big a lead. And he gets back rather easily. Leadoff double in the third by Logan Getting. DeSparty struck out, and then Cannon Padilla singled in a run. Pitches a ground ball back to the box. They've got the runner in a rundown. Off the bag here is Padilla. They'll get him in a rundown between second and third. They throw to the third baseman, Scavarda. He's going to look, throw back here, and that is the out recorded by Easton Wilson, the second baseman coming over and holding over at first base on the fielder's choices, Riggs Towell. So two away. Noah Soper does a terrific job there. right back to him, recognizing right away to turn and look at the lead runner, and they caught him right in the middle between second and third. So two away. Riggs Towel over at first, and Connor Weber, who singled his first time, the sophomore, digs in. Here's the pitch and the fastball in and over on the outside of the plate for a strike here. It's 0-1 to Weber. Casey Miller, fifth year coaching the Bulldogs. First 2 years, all he did was win a state championship. 89-13. Really 4 years, because 2020 there was no baseball. Here's the throw. Runner down, and they got him. That's a perfect throw by Bamford. Wow, right on the money, and Riggs Towel is out stealing. Dogs gone in the third inning, but they do come up with a run on two hits and extend their lead. We will head to the bottom of the third inning out here at Butch Butler. It's 4-0 Bulldogs in front. Tigers will come to hit in the bottom of the third. When we return, this timeout is brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's a couple of things that drive me crazy as a coach. Bad shots and turnovers. Hi, this is head coach Bruce Dick. One of the things that drives me crazy off the court is dealing with people who don't care. Miranda Simpson with State Farm makes every customer her top priority, and being a native Northern Coloradoan, there is no one better suited to take care of your insurance than Miranda. Pick Miranda Simpson at State Farm. Call her at 970-223-7800.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the third inning out here at Butch Butler. 4-0 University in front. They have jumped on Sterling here for the right to face the Eden Reds tomorrow, 11 o'clock. J9 Agency's first pitch for the 3A state championship tomorrow. 10:30, our proactive physical therapy sports medicine pregame show. Bruce and I will have it for you. So join us at 10:30 after Preps Rewind tomorrow. Here's the pitch to the plate, and that one down low. One ball and no strikes. Easton Wilson, Jackson Kyle, Cast Combs. The 9, the 1, and the 2 here, and the wind's starting to pick it up. And the temperature's dropped about 5 degrees here or so in the last 10 minutes. So storm is a-coming. Pitch missed there. Two balls and no strikes. So let's get this thing in. Getting set to go again. Logan comes back, and the 2-0 bounced up. They're 3-0 now. A walk in the first inning for Getting, a walk in the second inning for Getting. Those are the only two Sterling base runners so far. After the leadoff walk to Noah Soper, he stole second and third. But Getting was able to get Jake Gordon to pop out, Andrew Scavarta to strike out. That pitch is in for a strike right there, 3-1. And then he got Kason Bamford to pop out to the catcher. Three balls and a strike. Getting comes back, and the pitch is missed down low, ball four. So leadoff walk to Easton Wilson, three innings, three walks here. Or just into the third inning, we should say. And Jackson Kyle, always a dangerous hitter, coming to the plate here for the Sterling Tigers. Tigers average 10.5 runs a game. 354 team batting average. Here's Getting at the belt, checks the runner at first. That's Easton Wilson. Here's the pitch. Fastball missed away right now. So Logan got to go back and claim his command here. Kyle waits. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball right side foul. That one will get back out of play. Jackson came into the game today hitting .394. 7 home runs, 32 RBIs. The 7 home runs puts him fourth in the state. There goes the runner, and the pitch is driven to right center field and deep. Going back for this one, Tate Chacon, the center fielder, looks up, and he makes a running catch in right center field on the warning track. Hello, Tate Chacon. Hang a star on it, baby. He went a long way. DeSparty in right field was trying to get to it, and here comes Tate Chacon to make a good running catch on the track. That is your web gem, and it's brought to you by Steamway Floor to Ceiling on 8th Avenue. One away. That could have been all kinds of trouble with Easton Wilson, who was already to second base and had to retreat all the way back to first. Cast Combs brings his hot bat in here now. The pitch to Cast is in for a strike. He hit one to center field his first time up. Talk about Tate Chacon making a great play. That's his second one today. Combs hit one to dead center, and Chacon went back and got it right in front of the track like he was nothing. I mean, he just played it so smooth, and it was whacked by Combs. Pitch there in for a strike. It's even a ball and a strike now. Getting comes set at the belt. Logan set to go in the 1-1 pitch. Foul back against the screen, and it's 1-2. Well, after the 12 walks on Saturday for University pitchers, three walks in the first three innings, but if that's all Logan Getting's going to give up, he hasn't given up a hit yet. They're going to say, yeah, that's fine. Here's the look in the pitch. Fastball up and out. Two balls, two strikes. One out here, bottom of the third inning, 4-0 University. Four runs on six hits for the Dogs. No runs, no hits for the Tigers. Pitch here popped up right side. Going to be Riggs Towell, the junior in foul grounds. Tough play, and he makes the catch right by the fence. Good play, Riggs Towell. So two away as the junior makes a terrific play. Look at the leather for the Bulldogs here. Chacon twice today. Riggs Towell by the screen on the right side in foul grounds. Two away. Leadoff man aboard for Sterling in the second. He hung him up. They hung him up on third base. Leadoff man aboard Easton Wilson here in the third. He's still at first base. Dylan DiOrio climbs in. He walked his first time. There goes the runner. Pitches way high. Throw down to second base by Yeast is on the shortstop side of the bag and not in time. And Easton Wilson has their third stolen base of the game. They steal about seven a game. 169 stolen bases now for the year for the Tigers. One ball, no strikes. Pitch on the way here, and DiOrio takes a strike. 1-1 to Dylan DiOrio. Two outs, bottom of the third inning, 4-0 University. Boy, if the Tigers could just get something going here, get a run home here, might change the complex of the game. Here's the pitch. Missed it with a fastball outside. Two balls and a strike. First base open, but out on deck is one of the best RBI guys in the state, and Andrew Mike. Two and one. Logan Getting, the junior, looks back at second base. Now comes to the plate, and the 2-1 is popped up foul again by DiOrio, and that's going to carry back with the wind out of play. And we move to 2-2. Wind is blowing from left to right now, pretty much right along the fence line in the outfield. Flags on the scoreboard, pretty stiff wind right now, and that one misses away. So 3-2 with two outs here. Getting with a runner at second base, still hasn't allowed a hit. Would love to get out of the jam right here. Logan at the belt comes back. Here's the pitch to the plate, swinging a foul ball again. DiOrio hanging in there. Pretty good cut by Dylan that time. DiOrio at 333 for the season, 27 runs driven in. Three homers and six doubles. 3-2, payoff pitch here to DiOrio. Getting deals, inside corner, no, he just missed it. And with first base open, there is walk number four for Logan Getting. But as I said, he's not given up a hit yet. That can all come crumbling down here as Andrew Mike steps up to the plate. See if Getting can wiggle out of another inning here. Tigers have won five of their last six games. Getting deals. Mike takes a strike on the outside corner. That was a beautiful pitch. Two on, two out. Sterling down 4-0. Big batter and Andrew Mike at the plate right now. Boy, huge gap in right center field between Chacon and DeSparti. And the pitch to Mike blocked by Yeast at the plate as it was in the dirt. One ball, one strike here. Sterling trying to win their 23rd of the year as Casey Miller comes to the mound now. He's going to have a little talk, and here comes the rest of the Bulldog infield to the hill. 22-6 for Sterling. They finished third in the league, right behind University, who was second to the Eden Reds, of course. Bulldogs 23-5. They're looking to win their 24th of the year. Sterling, six losses this year. Well, one to Res Christian, two to University. And doesn't it seem like everybody in the world's lost three times to the Eden Reds this year? Yep. That's been the Sterling Tigers as well. Long meeting at the mound, and they're going to have to go out and break this one up. Casey Miller not going anywhere with a pitcher. Logan Getting's going to stay in. And this is with a 1-1 count on, too. So probably a little bit of strategy with runners at first and second and two outs. And just to say, hey, Logan, come on, man. Just get this guy and we get a walk back to the dugout. 4-0 University. Bottom of the third inning here at Butch Butler. But two on and two out for the Tigers. Getting deals, and the 1-1 pitch is down low, just missed at the knees, and it's 2-1. Noah Soper out on deck, the pitcher for the Tigers, if they get to him. Getting at the belt, the junior kicks and deals, 2-1 pitch, popped up right side, having a look at it is Riggs Towell, the first baseman, but it's back and out of play. And you go to 2-2 here. So for the third inning in a row here, Logan Getting trying to strand some runners on the base paths without giving up a run. 2-2, two outs. Andrew Mike waits. Getting at the belt. Junior kicks and deals, and the two-strike pitch. Boy, that sailed way high. Dalton Yeast out of the crouch to make a good stop up high, way over his head. And it's 3-2. Getting comes set at the belt here, kind of leaving the runner alone at second now, and turning, just as I said that, turning and throwing to second is Getting. River Jackson was 20 feet from the bag. He just kind of caught it about halfway to the bag like they were playing catch, and the runner came back in easy. Three balls, two strikes, pitch to the plate. Is it low? It is. Ball four, and they're loaded. Well, 5 walks in 2 2/3 innings for Logan Getting. However, no hits for Sterling. No runs scored for Sterling. Two outs. A timely hit by the Tigers. They're back in the ballgame here. Let's see. Getting deals and the pitch on the way to the plate, and Noah Soper takes it in for a strike. I take that back. Did they call that a ball? It says ball 7 up on the scoreboard, but I don't think that's right. Here's the pitch to the plate, and this one is hit down the right field line in foul grounds. Riggs Towell looking by the screen, and it's out of play. Now it says 1-2. I don't think we've had three pitches here to Soper, but I believe it's 0-2, but we'll see. We'll all get surprised here. Bases loaded for the Tigers. Last of the third inning. 4-0 they trail. Big batter in Noah Soper. Logan Getting deals the junior's pitch. A fastball way outside. So 2-2. Let's see if the umpire is going to give us a clue here if that scoreboard's right. Runners get their leads. Bases full of Tigers right now. getting deals. 2-2, pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. That's a huge strikeout by Logan Getting. 3 walks in the inning, and the Tigers leave him loaded. We'll head to the fourth inning here at Butch Butler, 4-0 UH. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For better than 40 years, AMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AMCO of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AMCO of Loveland.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th. This iconic event will feature award-winning PRCA Pro Rodeos, concerts, demolition derby, the carnival, and plenty of family fun. The music lineup includes the great Brad Paisley, John Party, rock legend Stone Temple Pilots, plus Cole Swindell, Jordan Davis, and Jeremy Camp. Get your tickets now at GreeleyStampede.org or call 356-7787.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the fourth inning out here at Butch Butler. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick is on his way to Arvada High School. I believe that's where he's going. Summer basketball on the docket down there. Lampkin head coach going to go down and he's going to create a champion over there at Fort Collins. Look at what he did this year. After a 2-win season for the Lampkins, he multiplied that by 10 wins for the Lampkins this year under Coach Dick. If he can multiply it by 5, he wins 50 next year. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball behind the backstop here, and it's 0-1. Connor Weber, Tate Chacon, Dalton Yeast, 7-8-9 for University with a 4-0 advantage here. Sterling has had runners. They just haven't had any hits. Pitch is wrapped into left field. That's down the line and a fair ball. That's going to be 2 bags here for Connor Weber. He's going to be rolling into second base with an easy stand-up double. So the sophomore continues to swing a hot bat. Single and a run scored in the second. RBI single there, by the way. And there's a leadoff double here in the fourth inning. Weber at 321 coming in. That's his 6th double of the year. The RBI earlier today in the second inning was his 13th of the year. Here's Tate Chacon. Tate struck out his first time. Soper came to him with a couple different breaking balls, and Tate had a hard time with him. The first pitch in that one misses. It's a ball and no strikes. Dalton Yeast, the sophomore catcher, out on deck here for University. 4-0 Dogs, top of the fourth inning. Winner, that's this one, 11 o'clock tomorrow, this field for all the marbles. However, you got to beat the Reds twice tomorrow. Here's the pitch. This one fouled away at the plate, trying to bunt his way on is Tate Chacon there. So a ball and a strike. 11 o'clock first pitch tomorrow, our J9 Agency's first pitch. Proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show, 10:30, right after a half an hour preps rewind. At the belt, here's the look in the page. Swung on and missed by Tate Chacon. Yeah, I thought that's only 2 strikes. Cason Bamford, the freshman catcher, went out and tagged Chacon, and Chacon's like, but got one more. It's 1-2. 4-0 up on the Gould Parts scoreboard. Any part you need, it's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. 454-3355. That pitch missed away right there, and it's 2-2. Yeah, Gould Parts does so many great things. Alan Gould is great stuff. He's out enjoying the Greeley Blues Jam today, or tomorrow, I should say. Here's the pitch to the plate. That one missed away. Michael Kirkpatrick, our producer, back in the studio, too. Done such a masterful job this year with us here and all the baseball broadcasts. Mike is heading out to the Blues Jam tomorrow as well. 3-2. Pitch to Chacon, and he swings, reached it out, and just stayed alive by tapping that one foul. Connor Weber at second, a leadoff double here in the fourth inning. University is the visiting team today by coin flip. So trying to add to their advantage. Here's the pitch to Chacon. It's up high, ball four. Little bit of trouble for Noah Soper here. Two on, nobody out. Dalton Yeast will come to the plate here. He singled in a run his first time, an RBI single in the second inning. All right, Soper set to go. Actually, Noah digging into his right pocket and looking at a card. Looks like one of those guys at the blackjack table is trying to figure out whether to hit or stay. Checks out what the situation is with Dalton Yeast to the plate. Puts the card back in his pocket, and here we go. Have a pit boss come over and tell him, hey, no card counting. All right, Dalton checks in here. Two on for the Dogs here. Nobody out. And here's the pitch to the plate. That's up high. And the infield was on the move that time for the Sterling Tigers defensively. Scavarta charging from third, and Dylan DiOrio on a sprint to third base to cover the bag. DiOrio, the shortstop, of course, for the Tigers. And he's pretty close to the bag over there. Deep at second base, he was sprinting like a sprinting champion. Like Devin Lauer Duarte, Platte Valley 100, 200 state champion this year. There it goes again. Here's the look in the pitch. Bunning is Yeast. Did he get a piece of it? I guess not, because it's all the way to the backstop, and the runners have moved up. So Yeast able to pull back on the wild pitch. Runners go to second and third with nobody out. And Dalton Yeast, who already has an RBI in the game today, 22 on the year, has a chance to drive in a couple more here. Have no other scores reported on the Chassa site, on the Max Prep site, I should say. Get over to the Chassa site here in a second and take a look. Here's the pitch to the plate, and Yeast fouls it away and stays alive. Eaton Reds beat Lutheran earlier today here on our broadcast. Beat them 5-2. Jared McCormick was our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game. 6 2/3 innings, he hit the pitch count, and Garrett Garrison had to come in and finish the show. But, boy, Jared McCormick, the senior lefty, he was terrific. Gave up just 3 hits to Lutheran and struck out 7. Back to the plate, and the fastball missed up and out. So 3 balls and a strike here. Soper's had a lot of traffic today. Figure he doesn't have a lot longer left in this ballgame here. Noah kicks and deals, and the 3-1 is way high, ball 4. First base was open, so it doesn't initially hurt him, but it loads the bases here for the Dogs with nobody out here in the fourth inning, and they already have a 4-run advantage, and that should be it, I think. Yep, here comes Mike Mendenhall to the mound. We'll get a pitching change here, I do believe. We'll wait and make sure that's going to be the case. Thank you to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care. Take care of my car, my kids' cars, knocking it out of the park. Don Scott, 40 years. He just made the model store, number one store in the region of Fort Collins. He's got a staff, too, that's been with him forever. Lance Pickett, 30 years with Don. Dave Martin, 28 years. Dave's now the guy to talk to in Loveland at the new store, and Lance still manning the shop in Fort Collins. So give him a call today. It's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Putting the care back into car care. Meeting at the mound has done no pitching change here. Noah Soper is going to stay in. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts for Soper in the game. But he's given up 7 hits, 2 doubles and 5 singles. And trails 4-0 here. Bases loaded for UH. Nobody out, fourth inning. And guess who's up? River Jackson at the top of the order, and he takes ball 1. 1 ball and no strikes and nowhere to put River. Jackson, 5 home runs, 26 RBIs. Gave him 27 because he had an RBI single in the second year. Comes back and the pitch is sky right side. First baseman Andrew Mike in foul grounds is going to watch this one go back out of play. Might have had a chance to get that, but that wind kind of blowing from left to right blew it right over the university dugout. So River will come back to the plate. Long at bat for Sterling in the bottom of the third, and again for University here in the top of the fourth. Skies continue to darken here in Greeley. Sopra comes back in the pitch to the plate. He came off speed and missed it away. So two balls and a strike here. He's got to come into him, so Jackson's got to be licking his chops a little bit here. Not to mention, you got Greg Garza, who's hitting over 500 out on deck for you. All right, set to go. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swing and a foul tip away by Jackson, and he smiles right there. Two balls, two strikes. All right, River set to go again. Got one RBI already today, trying to drive in a couple more. Pitch on the way, waved at and missed. That's a big strikeout for Noah Soper. Second time that River's gone down today. So one away, base is loaded, and here comes Greg Garza. Garza comes in hitting .524. That average leads the club. He's second on the club in runs, hits, RBIs. Set to go with Soper, delivers, and the fastball's up. One ball, no strikes here. Again, bases loaded here, so nowhere to put Garza. Greg is a brain, there's no doubt. I mean, he's a great football quarterback, a great baseball player. I believe Nebraska's where he's going. He's going to go to study. I think he wants to be a... Did he say mechanical engineer? I can't remember, but it was something I couldn't even pronounce. One ball, one strike here, one out as that pitch was in and over. Very, very well-spoken young man. Every one of the dogs, just when you say leadership, they point to Greg Garza. That pitch right there missed. Bamford lost it for a second and goes and retrieves it. No harm done there. However, it's 2-1 now, and Noah Soper, who has already walked a couple in the inning, after a leadoff double by Connor Weber, has the bases loaded and nowhere to put the dangerous Greg Garza. All right, Soper set at the belt again. Here he comes, the 2-1 pitch, and that ball is popped up, shallow left field. DiOrio going out to shortstop. He'll make the catch and nowhere at third base here for Connor Weber to go. And Noah Soper moves to one out away from getting out of a huge jam. So you go bases loaded, nobody out as a pitcher, and you're hoping for a couple of different things. With no outs, you're hoping for a strikeout or a pop-out. What did he get so far? Strikeout and a pop-out. And Logan Getting, who launched a double his last time up, will come to the plate here with the bases loaded and two outs. 4-0, Sterling trying to hang in there. Dogs trying to get some distance between them and the boys in orange. Soper at the belt, waiting for it, is Getting, and now off the rubber is Noah. Scavarda and DiOrio, left side of the infield. Wilson and Mike on the right side. It's right, Kyle and Combs in the outfield. Bamford's the catcher. Ground ball, first base. Andrew Mike on two big hops will go to the bag, and Noah Soper, after loading the bases with nobody out, gets out of the inning. We will head to the bottom of the fourth. Tigers hanging in there. 4-0 University. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
With over 41 specialists providing care along six medical campuses along the Front Range, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is ready to get you moving like you used to. OCR has you covered from head to toe with the regional experts in orthopedic and spine care since 1969 and are celebrating over 5 years as Greeley's hometown orthopedic group.
If you're ready to start your journey to recovery with a specialist in the medicine of motion, schedule an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning out here at Butch Butler. 3A state semifinal, Sterling and University today for the right to play the Eaton Reds tomorrow. Unenviable task as they have to beat the Reds, fully loaded with pitchers the Reds are, and you got to beat them twice. The Reds have lost all of three games in their last 52 games. How do you beat them twice in a row? You come out and play and give it your best. Just take one at a time is what you do. Try to knock them out at 11 o'clock tomorrow, then go get them again at 1:30. Easier said than done. We'll be on the air. Preps Rewind at 10 a.m. tomorrow for a half hour, then 10:30. Our proactive physical therapy sports medicine pregame show. And that J9 Agency's first pitch at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Eaton Reds and right now looking like University, but we still got a long way to go here. Last of the fourth inning, our fourth inning stretch sponsor, that's Mike Loeffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty, it's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Loeffler, Goosehead Insurance. All right, Parker Gaspardi trots out to right field now after turning around. What was he getting, throwing something off the field there? Jake Gordon, Andrew Scovarda, Kaysen Bamford, 6-7-8 for the Tigers in the fourth. And the first pitch here is up high for a ball. Is this Caleb Tejada that's come in? I believe it is. I didn't see the pitching change. Here's the look. It is. Caleb has come in. We'll get numbers for you on Caleb Tejada here. Here's the look in the pitch. Todd is just a sophomore. He deals there. That's in for a strike. 2-1. So Logan Getting goes through. Does not give up a hit. He does walk five Tigers. Here's the pitch to the plate. That's swung on and missed right there. So two balls and two strikes. Tejada, the sophomore, 3-1, 3.82 ERA, his ninth appearance of the year. Caleb comes back, the 2-2 breaking pitch, missed it away. So 3-2 here to Jake Gordon. Gordon popped a short his first time. Tejada works quick. Dalton Yeast had to go snag the baseball. Tejada's ready to pitch, and Dalton Yeast wasn't back behind the plate yet. Here's the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball back to the box, up over the head of Tejada and through into center field, and the Tigers have their first hit of the game. So here in the fourth, leadoff single for Jake Gordon, and Andrew Scovarda will come to the plate. Still no other scores reported on the Max Prep site. Our game this morning, I guess the only one we're really missing. Well, I didn't get the 2A championship today. That went at what time? At 11 a.m. this morning. That was Lyman and St. Mary's. But we also did not get the Evelyn Ponderosa game. That was a noontime game today as well. That pitch missed. It's a ball and no strikes. All right, set to go again as Tejada deals, and the change is in and over for a strike at the letters. So it's a ball and a strike. Nobody out, bottom of the fourth inning. The Tigers have had traffic every inning but have not scored today. Tejada comes back, and the pitch is up. So 2-1 here. Four nothing for University. Three runs in the second, one in the third for the Dogs. Pitch to the plate, and that one just missed the outside corner. It's 3-1 now. Andrew Scovarda trying to get the Tigers back into ballgame here with a base hit, get some runners on board. Freshman catcher Kaysen Bamford out on deck. Tejada set to go, comes back, and the pitch fouled away right side and out of play. Gives us a chance right now to pause 10 seconds for our stations to identify themselves here on Preps Radio.
Catch the Hull Show with Brady Hull, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
3-2 pitch on the way here, and Scavarta lines it into right field. And that is hit number two for the Tigers here in the inning. First and second, nobody out. They've got to do what they haven't done all day, though, and that's take advantage of the runners on base. So Kaysen Bamford will come to the plate. The catcher, the freshman, called up from the freshman team. He was 6-for-10 coming in at the plate, so he can hit. Popped out his first time, a pop out to the catcher, Dalton Yeast. But do you have your freshman catcher bunt here and try to move the runners over? Even if he can just get two here in the fourth, you cut the lead in half. Running up as if to bunt, and here's Riggs Tao all the way from first base, and the pitch waved at and missed on the bunt. It's 0-1. Yeah, so Bulldogs had Tao moving in quickly from first base. Padilla staying back at third, and then Tejada coming in to cover the right side on the bunt after releasing the pitch. Dalton Yeast out to talk to his pitcher real quick. Just a little bit of strategy right there. No balls and a strike here to Bamford. Two on, nobody out. Sterling here in the fourth. They trail 4-0. Tejada comes back and deals, and that one missed. Low and away, it's a ball and a strike. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for the Bulldogs. No runs, two hits, two errors for Sterling. That is your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Short gusts of wind now. Boy, the wind really swirling around. Before it was left to right, now it's right to left. This one bunted up along third base. This could be trouble. It is. That's a base hit. Kaysen Bamford, the freshman, with a perfect bunt. Tejada was having to cover the left side. You had Tao charging from first base. And Tejada, that was a long run for him to get to where the bunt was. By the time he picked it up and looked at Padilla at third base, Jake Gordon was there already. And he turned and looked at first, and it was too late. So bases loaded. Nobody out for the Tigers here. They had the bases loaded with two outs in the third inning, and Noah Soper struck out. Here's a big chance for Sterling to climb back in. And the pitch on the way to Easton Wilson is fouled away right side out of play. Singles by Gordon and Scavarta, and then a bunt single by Kaysen Bamford. Bases loaded, no one out, bottom of the fourth. 4-0, but the Tigers are threatening. Tejada comes back in the pitch. Boy, where was that? Looked good. Must have been low 1-1. So Tejada in relief of Logan Getting. But he's given up the first three batters he's faced all on board here. Tough spot for the sophomore, 1-1. Pitch to the plate, and it is a swing by Wilson and a pop-up. Riggs Tao by the UH dugout. Does he have room? No, it's back out of play. Thank you to Norfolk Iron and Metal, one of our great sponsors, our player of the week sponsor. Norfolk Iron and Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community. All right, set to go here. Looking to pitch to the plate, and a big breaking ball just missed. Bending over at the waist out there. Boy, as if he took a punch to the gut is Caleb Tejada. Thought he had him there. 2-2. Easton Wilson with the bases loaded, nobody out, has sees his team down four runs. Tejada to Wilson, and the pitch again skates the outside just off the plate, and it's now 3-2, nowhere to put Wilson, and Tejada's got to come in. He's looking for his first out of the inning. All right, Tejada at the belt. Here he comes, payoff pitch on the way. Right down Main Street, struck him out. Wilson throws the bat. He's going to get an earful from the – he tossed the bat aside, but he flung it pretty good. They already lost Buckley last week on kind of the same thing, a called third strike. But Buckley chucked it like he was trying to set somebody on fire last week. And then he took his helmet and slammed it into the turf, and he was thrown out of the ballgame and, of course, missing today. Now Easton Wilson taking off for first base on a called third strike. Kind of chucks the bat away, and the umpire gave him an earful. Here's the pitch, and that one is down low. So one ball and no strikes. It's a huge strikeout for Caleb Tejada. Ball and no strikes here to Jackson Kyle. Dangerous hitter. And he pops it up. Right side of the infield. Greg Garza said, leave me alone. I got it. And the senior takes care of it. And Caleb Tejada, after loading the bases with nobody out, has retired the next two hitters. So two down in the fourth, and here comes Cast Combs. Boy, that was huge. Jackson Kyle, one of the most dangerous hitters in the state. And they got him to pop up. So two away, bases loaded, still 4-0. Chances upon chances for the Tigers, but they still show a goose egg on the board. And the pitch is a breaking ball that sails high and away. One ball, no strikes. Wind continues to come up and get stronger, now blowing almost dead straight at us from center field. Here's the pitch to the plate. Did he get the outside corner? He missed it. 2-0. Well, the Dogs pitchers getting and Tejada have been able to work magic so far. See if they can get off the hook here. Bases loaded, two outs. Combs waits. He can go deep, too. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss off speed, and it's 2-1. Just a terrific breaking ball by Caleb Tejada. Tejada in relief of Logan, getting ninth appearance for the sophomore this year. 2-1, now he's going to go to third, and a pretty good move to third base, too. That's right where Cannon Padilla was holding the runner on. Cannon was kind of off of the bag and had to go over a couple of steps. But Jake Gordon over at third base, kind of close getting back. 2-1 here. The pitch to Combs. Inside corner, strike two. Two balls, two strikes, and now the sophomore, Tejada, one pitch away from getting to the dugout and getting out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam. 2-2, sophomore at the belt, kicks and deals. 2-2 pitch hammered, left field into the corner. That's a fair baseball. It's going to go all the way to the fence, one run in. Here comes the second, and they're going to hold everybody else. A two-run double, and this lead is cut in half. Cast Combs just ripped it into the corner in left field. RBIs 24 and 25 for the senior. And we got a new ball game, 4-2. So the Tigers have been flirting with scoring all day. Traffic in every inning. And finally here in the fourth, they break the seal. It's 4-2. And now with a base hit, you've got Dylan DiOrio coming up. He's walked twice in the ballgame. If DiOrio can get a base hit to the outfield, you probably tie the ball game. It's 4-2 right here with runners at second and third.
Run game, and with two on, two outs now for the Tigers, shortstop number 12.
So Dylan DiOrio will pop to the plate now. DiOrio, 333 coming in, but 27 RBIs. He'd like to make a 28-29 right here. And the pitch by Tejada, big looping breaking ball, missed outside. It's 1-0. So Caleb almost got it. Two strikes, two outs after loading the bases with no outs. Almost escaped damage. Cast Combs said, not so fast. And this one is hammered into center field. That's a base hit. We're going to have a tie baseball game here. Around first, heading to second is DiOrio. Look at him move. He's in with a head first slide, and we're even at four. Well, there are RBIs 28 and 29 for DiOrio. He just hit a screamer past the second baseman, Greg Garza. And that gets the – I can't believe DiOrio's speed as he got to second base on that. He racked it. River Jackson got it back in a hurry, but boy, oh boy, DiOrio said, nope, not stopping at first. And now an intentional walk to Andrew Mike. So the Dogs, who are sailing along 4-0 here in the fourth inning, Look up at the Gould Park scoreboard right now and see it's all even. 4-4. I guess it's the way it should be for a chance to play the Eden Reds for the state championship tomorrow. The winner here was 4-0 Dogs. Now we're all even at 4, so buckle up, folks. We've got a few innings left to decide this one. Tejada deals, swing and a miss by Noah Soper, the ninth hitter of the inning for the Tigers. Three singles, two doubles, an intentional walk here in the inning. It was 4-0. We're all tied at 4. Tejada at the belt. Now he's going to go back to second base. Garza was off the bag, and kind of like Greg had done all year in football, trying to lead the receiver that time. He was the receiver. Tejada got it to him, but the runner back in, that's DiOrio. So no balls and a strike here to Noah Soper. The sophomore deals and the pitch to Soper down low. It's 1-1. Wind coming up now, starting to blow everything off the table here. Buckle up, folks. This afternoon could get crazy. All right, set to go here is Tejada. Kicks and deals, and the 1-1 pitch sails way wide, 2-1. Jake Gordon, who led off the inning for the Tigers with a base hit, is on deck, and here come the raindrops now. Well, I didn't believe them when they said we could get weather this afternoon, but here it comes. Here's the pitch. And that one's hit into right center field. That's going to be a base hit. Over to pick it up is DeSparty. One run is going to score. Over to third base here goes Andrew Mike. And the Tigers, after trailing 4-0, entering the bottom of the fourth inning, now lead 5-4. Noah Soper drives in his 30th RBI of the year, and it's a big one to give the Tigers the advantage. All right, so Jake Gordon, who led off, as I said, with a base hit, the 10th hitter of the inning. Runners at first and third. The Tigers aren't done yet. Tejada has struggled. Boy, he was one pitch away from, after loading the bases with nobody out, one pitch away from walking off the hill without a run. And now he looks at the scoreboard. He's down 5-4. Here's the pitch on the way. Tejada deals, and it's at the letters for a strike. So one ball, one strike as the raindrops begin, as we said, to fall here, now heavier and heavier. So we'll see. Get ready back in the studio and maybe pulling aside for a little bit here. Tejada deals, and this one fouled away back to the screen. It's a ball and a strike. Rather, 2-1. I think that should be 1-2, I believe. Now that's what they're going to. One ball, two strikes. They're two outs. Eden Reds, a 5-2 win against Lutheran this morning. They're in the championship. First pitch tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and you got to beat the Reds twice. Who's it going to be? Well, I thought UH for a little bit. 4-0 lead in the fourth inning. Sterling had not had a hit in the first three innings. They have six hits here in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Missed it away. Two balls and two strikes. All right, 2-2. Two outs here. Last of the fourth. A five spot on the Gould Park scoreboard for the Tigers in the inning. Pitch to the plate. Ground ball back up the middle. Diving stop. No, it's into center field. Base hit. 6-4 Sterling. And the runners move up. First and third. 6-0. A Jake Gordon RBI single. Well, let's see. Casey Miller's coming to the mound. The Caleb Tejada experiment here in the inning, that has not worked. Came in with a 4-0 lead, and it's now 6-4 for Sterling. We're going to get a pitching change, I'm sure. Let's see who they're going to go to. Getting hungry, folks, out there before the storm hits. Get out there on the north end of town in Eaton. It's A&W in Eaton. Parker DeSparty's going to come, I believe, and take over on the hill right here. So we've got a pitching change. We'll pause for about 60 seconds, come back as the rain continues to fall here at Butch Butler. We're back in a moment. It's 6-4 Sterling on top now here in the fourth inning at Butch Butler. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Dylan McCaffrey, quarterback for the Bears, here to let you know about First Advantage, your community banking partner in Northern Colorado. Winning is all about making the right plays at the right time, and First Advantage is dedicated to providing the right financial solutions when you need them to help you succeed. With three branches located in Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins, and a full suite of business and personal banking products, you just can't lose when First Advantage is on your team. Visit firstadvantagebanks.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, Parker DeSparty is going to come in and be the third pitcher today for the Bulldogs here. DeSparty, a senior. I'll get here numbers for him here in just a sec. Boy, oh boy, 4-0 lead for UH in this fourth inning, and they bring in Caleb Tejada, and no success. And he was one pitch away from getting out of the inning with zero runs. How the tide has changed, 6-4. Sterling in front by a pair. All right, Parker DeSparty, what do you got for us number-wise? Let's go take a look. DeSparty, 5-0, 2.75 ERA, makes his 11th appearance of the year. Two-thirds innings for Parker. That's second on the club. Getting a 36 coming in and added three to that today. 35 2/3 innings, 22 hits, 13 walks. That's terrific for DeSparty. 35 base runners in 35 2/3. That's an under one whip. Wow. 36 Ks also in those 35 2/3. All right, Parker will try to set the tide away here as the Tigers have opened or taken a 6-4 advantage here. And the pitch on the way to the plate to Andrew Scavarda, and that one's taken for a strike. I thought he dealt a strike earlier, too. Says 0-1 on the board. Maybe I'm dreaming out here. 0-1, two outs here in the fourth inning, 6-4 Sterling. Pitch to the plate, swing, and a fly ball lifted to center field. That's going to be Tate Chacon, the senior, who comes in under it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll wrap up the inning. But it's a big inning for Sterling. Six runs on seven hits for the Tigers. Five singles, two doubles, and they take the lead. 6-4 Sterling. We head to the fifth inning here at Butch Butler. Who gets eaten tomorrow? We'll find out. More to come here on Preps Radio, this time out brought to you, of course, by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let's get to the fifth inning out here at Butch Butler. Here comes the pitch on the way, and that one missed outside. It'll be Parker DeSparty, who came in, the third pitcher for UH today. He'll lead it off, and Cannon Padilla rigs towel as the Dogs come out here in the fifth and look up at the scoreboard and go, what happened? We were up 4-0, and now 6-4 for Sterling. Noah Soper hanging around. Boy, did his life change here in the last inning, too. Pitch on the way. Noah can go get a win now. This one fouled away right side out of play. So it is two balls and a strike here to DeSparty. Parker 0-for-2. Aboard on an error and scored in the second inning, then struck out in the third. The wind howling in now from left field, so You're not going deep that way. This one is hit to right center field, though, by DeSparty. That's in the gap, and it's going to the fence. DeSparty around first and headed for second. Parker is going to be in with a stand-up double, and here come the Bulldogs. Well, it looked like the Dogs were going to get away and get an easy one today. Six runs in the bottom of the fourth for Sterling. We're in the popcorn machine bouncing back and forth right now. 6-4, but here come the Dogs. Runner at second, and Cannon Padilla, 2-for-2, will jump into the plate. Singled and scored in the second. RBI single in the third for Padilla. Pitch to Cannon on the fastball by Soper. That's one of the toughest, the best velocity pitches he's had today. He had a lot of heat on that. One ball, no strikes. Most successful pitch for Soper today has been the breaking pitch. Noah comes back, deals outside and low with another fastball. And it's two balls, no strikes here. Well, the Bulldog pitchers did a dance all day long. They flirted with trouble, and it finally bit them in the fourth. Pitch to the plate here by Soper is down low in the dirt, and it's 3-0. First base open, but nobody out in Riggs Towel. The junior who can hit is out on deck. And then you got Connor Weber, the sophomore, who's singled and doubled today. All right, Soper set to go again. Kicks and deals, and the seniors pitches ball four. Four pitches, four balls. He's got to be at the end of his rope right here. Let's see if we see Mike Mendenhall make a move. There is work down in the bullpen, no question. I can't see who it is, but they're throwing. And now a meeting at the mound. This might just be to waste time. And now Mendenhall makes his way out of the dugout. So we may have a pitching change here for Sterling. Let's see. I think they sent the players in just to waste some time, let the relief pitcher get warmed up down there. Now Mendenhall is going to give us the he's going to give us the decision out there as to whether they're going to make a change or not. Thank you again to Gould Parts Downtown Eaton. They're a great sponsor here, our scoreboard sponsor, and all the broadcasts. They are our headline sponsor for Preps Rewind on Saturdays, and another great sponsor for us, our hotline sponsor on Clark and the Coach, Bruce Dick and myself, every single weekday on KFK. What a great setup at KFK. Good morning, NOCO, Tanner Schwint, Brian Gehring in the morning, 6 to 9. Forget it. Great stuff. Got to tune in and listen. Clark and the Coach, we go 11 to noon, and then, of course, Brady Hole and the whole show go 12 to 2 every day. So just put the dial on 1310, 103.1 FM. Leave it there, folks. All right, Riggs Towel, two on, nobody out. Dogs down two after leading 4-0. But, boy, they can turn the tide right here, get that right back in the ballgame with a base hit. Riggs Towel 0-for-2, struck out aboard on a fielder's choice. Soper stayed in. The pitch is down low. So Mendenhall trying to get everything out of Noah Soper right here. 8 hits in the ballgame for the Dogs. 3 walks, so they've had 11 base runners. Nobody out in the fifth inning. Both teams had a lot of traffic today, and the pitch is down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Clark Johnson with you here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez and Kersey. Give them a call today for all your irrigation needs. It is Alliance Irrigation. All right, 2-0. Soper needs to find the zone right here. Noah comes back. Boy, that one was over the plate, but low, 3-0. Noah kind of shaking his head out there. And Dylan DiOrio comes from shortstop. Says, I want to have a word with my senior compatriot here. A quick word as the raindrops begin to fall again here at Butch Butler. 3-0. Well, the shortstop and pitcher were conferring. Riggs Towel had a little word down at third base with Casey Miller, the head coach. 3-0. Let's see if he's taking. He is. He squared as if to bunt, but he was taking all the way, and he takes ball four. Well, here we go. Buckle up, folks. Base is loaded. Connor Weber, who's 2-for-2 today. One of two Bulldogs with 2 hits. Cannon Padilla is the other one. They both have an RBI today, too, as well. Weber a single in the first inning. Had an RBI single and then the double. And now one batter later, they come and get Soper at the hill. So Mendenhall out to make the change. We've got a pitching change out here at Butch Butler. We are still in the top of the fifth inning here. Bases are chucked. They're loaded for the Dogs. They trail 6-4. We'll come back in 60 seconds, find out who the Sterling pitcher is. When we return right here, this timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
You know you can listen to KFK terrestrially on 103.1 FM and 1310 AM, but did you know that you can listen to us extraterrestrially? No, I mean you can stream us live at 1310kfk.com.
There's so many angles to this story. There's so many opinions that you could have.
Nick Saban definitely had ulterior motives doing this.
Listen live or dig up archives of your favorite show.
Justin Simmons has got to be close to top five safety. Kareem Jackson, that guy's a baller, man.
At 1310kfk.com, you can find out what's on this afternoon.
Here comes back, and the pitch right there inside corner. Sit down. Strikeout looking, and there's two gone.
What's on this evening?
There has to be some rules here. There really has to be. So everyone knows it's all on the up and up.
What's on this weekend?
Before we forgive all college debt, let's find out how much money each person owes to these quick credit companies.
And what's up next?
Ground ball hit the second. Brendan Rodgers over to Ryan McMahon. Ball game.
There's no mystery. Just go to 1310kfka.com.
Clark and the Coach is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, pitching change for the Tigers here. Precariously clinging to a lead at 6-4 here against the University Bulldogs, but the Bulldogs have the bases juiced here. Nobody out in the fifth inning. And Connor Weber is 2-for-2, is going to be the hitter that Steven Segee has to face. Senior for the Sterling Tigers. Segee makes his 20th appearance. Wow. That dwarfs everybody else. DiOrio, 11 appearances. Allen, 10 appearances. Soper, 12. Segee makes his 20th appearance. 3-1, 2.37 ERA. But he has done this all out of the bullpen this year. Numbers for Steven, 23 and two-thirds innings. 23 hits. 10 walks, 20 strikeouts, so 33 base runners. Puts him at about 1.4 whip or so. 20 Ks in 23 innings, so he can strike out a few, but right now he's got his work cut out for him. Bases loaded, full of Dogs, and a 6-4 lead to work with. Thank you again to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Lance Pickett, your guy in Fort Collins, give him a call today, or Dave Martin out in Loveland. Got one of those bigger, got a motorhome or one of those Sprinter vans, a bigger vehicle. Need some front end or alignment work. Go to the Loveland site. They got that bigger, deeper bay over there. Dave Martin will take care of you. Boy, that staff, talk about those guys. Don Scott, 40 years at the store in Fort Collins. Lance Pickett with him for 30, Dave Martin for 28. That's a team right there. It is AMCO of Fort Collins. AMCO of Loveland putting the care back into car care. Here's Weber to the plate, and the first pitch from Segee howls with the wind outside, and it's a ball and no strikes. Let's cross our fingers we get through this one without stopping today. One ball, no strikes. Segee comes back, and the 1-0 pitch, a little sidearm pitch here, in for a strike. Have to watch Segee a little bit more if he comes by way of third base all the time. A little sidewinder action on the hill right here. One ball, one strike. Segee comes back again, and the ground ball to shortstop. This could be two. Knocked down by DiOrio to second for one, and that's it. And it's a 6-5 ball game as DeSparti comes in. Right away, Dylan DiOrio said, I'm going to try to turn two with this, and he bobbled the ball and dropped it, but then kept his composure and at least got the out at second. DeSparti scores, Padilla's to third, one out, fielder's choice that Weber's on, RBI number two for Connor on the day. And it's 6-5 now, one out on the tying run 90 feet away. Tate Chacone will battle now. He struck out and walked in the ballgame, 0-for-1. And Dalton Yeast, who's 1-for-1, a single and a walk, is out on deck. 6-5 Sterling in the fifth. Here's the pitch on the way and taken outside by Tate Chacone. Not sure what Tate's doing next year going to college. Boy, all kinds of a talented basketball player. I heard football is where he's going. He was a receiver for University as well. Check that. That might not be right, but that was what I heard. That pitch missed away right there. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Get to say hello to Kevin Schaefer tomorrow, and we get a little golden nugget on KFKA. Our radio broadcast will be taken by Kevin in his NFHS feed tomorrow. So go to NFHSnetwork.com. Search CHASA, C-H-S-A-A, and you should be able to find the game, the championship game tomorrow. We'll have our radio broadcast, and you'll be able to watch the game. I think $9.95 gets you in for the day, so that's great stuff. Here's the pitch. Missed it away. Ball four to Chacon, so the bases are loaded. Well, one out, bases loaded, 6-5. Dogs trail by one, and Dalton Yeast, the sophomore who's playing like a senior, will come to the plate here. Long locks of Dalton Yeast coming up to the plate right here. Thank you to Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. It's integrity and honesty, folks. It's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. Now Dalton Yeast down to talk at third base with Casey Miller. Talked about Casey, man. What a job. Somebody out there do the research for me. Find out another coach in Colorado high school history that his first 2 years ever coaching a sport varsity level won state titles. Has to have happened, right? But, boy, that is that's shooting right from the start. 2018 champions, 2019 champions. All right, set to go here. Sagi deals Yeast, and it's down low. Talk about those two titles, and in 2020 they had probably the best team in the state as well, but COVID shut them out that year. Here's the pitch on the way, and that's in for a strike. Well, Casey Stengel once said there's three things that can happen in baseball. You can win, you can lose, or you can get rained out. There's four things. You can get COVIDed out for a whole year. Here's the pitch. Swinging a pop fly, foul outside of first base, and that's going to carry back out of play. Boy, the wind caught that and just pushed it a mile foul. So a ball and two strikes. Ski will do a little housekeeping and buckle up his shoes here for a sec. One ball, two strikes. One out, top of the fifth inning. 6-5 University. Dogs led 4-0. Sterling put six runs up in the bottom of the fourth. Dogs trying to answer right here. Have cut it to 6-5. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, just missed it. Sterling fans groaning, and Sagi slaps at the baseball. I don't think an umpire loves that. Umpires have this thing about being demonstrative. They don't love it. 2-2. Here's the pitch by Sagi. Outside corner again, just missed. And here's Bamford, the freshman catcher, kind of throwing a bit of a tantrum behind the play, stamping at the ground, saying that was a strike. They already had Buckley thrown out last week. Here's the pitch. Missed it way outside, ball four. That one hurt. We're even at six. Cannon Padilla in to score. RBI walk for Dalton Yeast. Now, Sagi just got to go relax. It's a 6-6 game. He's got to gain his composure. Mendenhall's at the edge of the dugout, and I think they're going to, well, Mike started to pound at his chest like he was going to come out of the dugout. Not going to, though. Let's see what Sagi does here with River Jackson at the plate, and the base is loaded. Pitch on the way, bounced up there by Sagi again. One ball and no strikes. Mendenhall's by the dugout doing the two-step right now. He thought he's going to come out to the mound like three times. Now he claps three times and goes back into the dugout. 6-6 tie. University and Sterling. Who's going to get to play Eaton tomorrow for all the marbles? That pitch way outside. And it's 2-0 here and nowhere to put River Jackson with the go-ahead run at third base. Pitch on the way here is down low, 3-0. Sagi shrugging, putting his head down at the side. Not great body language. 3-0, one out, base is loaded, 6-6 tie. Jackson's going to take a Ziff to bunt, pulls off, and that's a strike right down Main Street. So 3-1, the thing's going through the head of a high school student athlete. A lot of pressure out there. 6-6 tie, state semifinals. The pitch almost hit him there. Inside, ball four, and the Dogs have regained the lead. RBI walk for River Jackson, his second run batted into the day. And RBI's number, he's got 27 and 28 today. So Connor Weber in to score. Chacon's at third. Yeast is the catcher at second. It is Dalton Yeast out there. And Mike Mendenhall makes his way to the mound, and let's see. At least he needs to talk to Segui and say, hey, you've got to be. And that's why I think that's what Mike is saying. You've got to be composed out here. You've got the battery, the pitcher and the catcher both looking like they just lost the lottery. It's a 7-6 baseball game here. Boy, look at the runs in this game. Three runs in the second inning for UH, and then one more in the fourth to go 4-0. Sterling gets a sixth spot in the fourth inning, and the Dogs come back in the top of the fifth with three of their own. 7-6, and they're far from out of the woods. There's still nobody. No, I take that back. There's one out. Riggs Towle was forced out in the inning. So one out, base is loaded, and here's one of the best hitters in the state, Greg Garza, coming to the plate. Dogs with a big chance to get the lead back to 3 or 4 right here in the inning. Segui set to go, and a side armor delivers, and he missed it away. Ball one, 1-0. 7 runs, 8 hits for the Dogs, 6 runs, 7 hits for the Tigers. That's your CNH Solutions scoring summary for this semifinal game. Segui set to go again. Senior comes back in the 1-0. In there, well, the 1-2. No, that one got away on a strike. He throws to the plate, and in on the head first slide is Chacon. I thought that the pitcher was running off the field, but that was a 1-0 pitch. I thought he went around, too. Let's see what the scoreboard says. But the run is in on a pass ball. 8-6 now, University. Runners move up. Jackson goes to second. Yeast goes to third. 2-run lead now for University. After leading by 4, trailing by 2, they're back up by 2. A base hit from Garza. You can see a 4-run lead again. Segui set to go, delivers, and the pitch is popped up into shallow center field. Second baseman Easton Wilson going out, says he's got it, and he does. That's a huge out. So 2 away, and the 9th hitter of the inning will come to the plate here. In the bottom of the 4th inning, Sterling sent 11 men to the plate. University 9, that's 20 in consecutive half innings for us here. Feel like these 2 half innings have lasted a day and a half. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0. 8-6, University back in front here, top of the 5th inning. Segui set to go here, and a pitch on the way to getting in for a strike. Now the wind has shifted. It's coming from right field to left field again like it did early in the day. Pitch to Getting here, and the fastball missed away. And it's 2-1 is what it says here. 2-1, 2 outs. Top of the 5th, 8-6 University. Runners at 2nd and 3rd here. Segui comes back, and the pitch swung on and missed. Segui's changed his release point a little bit. He's coming more over the top now than that strictly sidearm movement he had before. And it's 2-2 here with 2 outs to Getting. Segui comes back, 2-2 pitch. Outside corner, didn't get it. Bending at the knees and slapping at the baseball again is Segui. 3 balls, 2 strikes. First base is open. Here's the pitch, 3-2. Down low, ball 4, they're loaded again. Well, you're absolutely kind of playing with fire here. DeSparty coming up. He can hit it a country mile. We're blowing out to left right now. Bases are loaded. DeSparty, 4 home runs, 31 runs driven in. Coming into today's action, here's the pitch by Seguin. Pitch on the way is hit down the right field line. That should get foul. Coming in a hurry is Cass Combs, the right fielder, but it drops in no man's land out there. And it'll be 0-1 here to DeSparty. Championship Saturday tomorrow, 11 a.m., folks. Yeah, that's right. Search for it. NFHSnetwork.com. Search CHASA, C-H-S-A-A. Look for the ball game. You can get our radio feed as well as the NFHS video feed. Chime in for about $10, and you got it right in front of you all afternoon tomorrow. That one swung on and foul, tipped into the glove for a strike. All that courtesy of Kevin Schaefer. So glad Kevin's sticking around. He's given the website away. Mile High Sports took over and bought it from him. But he's still going to handle that iconic show, the scoreboard show for football season coming up Friday night. I know more people that tune into that thing. Players, coaches, referees, squirrels and trees listen to that thing. I mean, my goodness. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Pitch on the way. Did he get the outside corner? No. Boy, again, just shrugging his shoulders out there. 1-2. Bases loaded for the Dogs. They're up 2, 8-6. DeSparty waits at the plate. Pitch on the way. Swing and a drive. Left field and deep, but I think it's going foul. It is. That one looked like a grand salami. Still 8-6, though, as that one scooted foul past the foul pole. 1-2. Seguin can just take a big, deep breath on that one. Set to go again. 1-2 to DeSparty. Swing and a drive. Left field and deep. Going back. Away back. Looking up. It's off the fence. In comes a one run. Yace scores. Here comes Garza to score. Rather, Jackson to score. It's a two-run double for Parker DeSparty. And the Dogs open up a four-run lead once again. The 4-0 lead disappeared. It was a 6-4 deficit. It's now 10-6 University. And Mike Mendenhall is wearing out a path to the hill right here. Here comes the coach again, and I think we're going to the bullpen. We are. Another pitching change for the Tigers. We're coming back in a moment. It is now 10-6 University here in the fifth inning. We're back in a moment. This timeout is brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. This pitching change coming up on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The NoCo Meetup is coming June 16th at the Merck off Highway 66 and I-25. Meet the Good Morning NoCo team and network your business. From 7 till 9 Thursday morning, June 16th, businesses from all over Northern Colorado will meet, connect, and enter a raffle to win prizes. Register to attend by emailing Lori at themerck.online or call 720-329-6871. A fun, free way to expand your network and your business while enjoying free breakfast burritos. Mark your calendars for June 16th at the Merck for the NoCo Meetup.
No matter where you are in your home journey, FMS Bank is here to help. Because home isn't just an address. It's a dream you have or a place you spent years making memories. So we offer great rates on mortgages and loans for new construction and the kind of personal service you'll only get from a community bank that believes in its community. Visit us at fmsbank.com/KFKA. FMS Bank, investing in what matters. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. NMLS number 409493.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Butch Butler. Boy, what a topsy-turvy game. Now 10-6, University in front by 4 spot again. They were comfortable 4-0, but that one went away. Here they are 10-6 now. And it'll be Trenton Allen, a sophomore, coming in. He's thrown a bunch this year for the Tigers. Let's get the numbers. Allen 3-1 and 1.91 ERA. Makes his 11th appearance of the year. 22 innings, 17 hits, 11 walks. What's that, 28 base runners in 22 innings, so 1.25 whip in there. 23 Ks in 22 innings. And opponents against Allen hitting 200 this year. So see what the right-handed sophomore can do. in a 10-6 baseball game out here. Thank you to Journey Homes. They are Play of the Game sponsor. We'll see them talk about the Play of the Game in the Alt Feedmill postgame show. Journey Homes, over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range, Northern Colorado's number one builder out here. They've been doing it for 27 years. Check out, see if they've still got some spots left in that West Greeley Promontory subdivision they've got out there. Get your dream home. Get it from Journey Homes. For all they do, go to journeyhomes.com. All right, taking his last couple of warm-up tosses, Trenton Allen. Here's Brandon Ewing, assistant coach for the Dogs, trotting back to first base. Got Brandon and Clark in the coach yesterday. Always fun to talk to him. Wearing the same 17 that he wore, oh, look at the years ago when he played first base for the Bulldogs. All right, here we go. Cannon Padilla, they haven't been able to get him out today. A couple of base hits and RBI. Also walked and scored. You got runners at second and third, already up four runs. See what Padilla can do here against Trenton Allen. The sophomore kicks and deals, and the first pitch is a fastball down low in the dirt, and it's a ball and no strikes. Sun back out here at Butch Butler. Still windy, and that wind now blowing in. Boy, this is like Candlestick Park in the old days. That wind would shift directions about every 5 seconds. This one waved at and missed by Padilla. Nice off-speed pitch that time by Trenton Allen. One ball, one strike. Two outs, last of the fifth inning here. Buckle up. It could be a crazy sixth and seventh here at Butch Butler. All that's online is a trip to the championship tomorrow. That's right. Eaton Reds are just waiting. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive to right center field. Coming in a hurry is Cass Combs, and that ball just dies in the wind, and Combs makes the catch for the out. But the Dogs come up with a sixth spot in the fifth inning. We will go actually to the bottom of the fifth. I was getting ahead of myself there. Bottom of the fifth coming up now. University owns a 10-6 advantage here against Sterling. We're coming back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Life's pressures are ever-changing. Caring for our mental health is no longer optional. It's necessary. At North Range Behavioral Health, counselors are available in person or online. The choice is yours. Their caring staff understands the challenges Weld County is facing, and they are ready to help. Call 970-347-2120. That's 970-347-2120 to learn about North Range Behavioral Health's network of support. That's North Range Behavioral Health.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
The Hull Show is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning out here at Butch Butler. 10-6 University in front by four. Getting Tejada DeSparty, third pitcher for the Dogs, in his second inning of work here. Parker DeSparty with that big double in the fifth inning and six-run fifth inning for University. They've seen a 4-0 lead go away, trail 6-4. Now they got it back just like that. 10-6, and Kaysen Bamford, the freshman catcher, going to come to the plate here. It'll be Bamford, Wilson, and then back to the top of the order with Jackson Kyle. Looking to pitch on the way. I was talking to you about Tate Chacon earlier. I thought he was going to go play football. And Matt Baumgartner, the head basketball coach for the University girls team, chimed in and said, yep, he's going to Mesa to try and walk on and play football. Here's the pitch. That's up in the zone. If he works at it, that dude can do anything. Just a great athlete in Tate Chacon. All right, two balls, no strikes here. The first two from DeSparty were up. Bamford waits, 2-0 pitch here, and that's in there for a strike. In that top of the fifth for the Dogs, six Sterling walks. It was six runs on two hits in the inning. That's a killer. Ask the Dogs about that. They walked 12 Eaton hitters last Saturday. This pitch is hit well, center field. It'll hang up in the wind, though. Tate Chacon says, I got that, and there's one away. So one gone here in the last of the fifth, and Easton Wilson will come to the plate. Tigers 22-6 on this season. The six losses, one to Res Christian, two to University, and three to the Eaton Reds. Pitch here, that one lifted to right center field. It is DeSparty who comes in, rather, DeSparty's pitching. Who took over in right field, Clark? Let's figure that out. That is Logan Getting, who's in right field now, and he made the catch. So two away. I was just thinking to myself, it'd be hard for DeSparty to pitch and then run to right field and make the catch. He didn't. Got a little help from his friends out there in Logan Getting, who started the game on the hill. So quickly, two outs here in the last of the fifth. This is a good inning for DeSparty, and here's Jackson Kyle. Big breaking ball in for a strike. What a bender by DeSparty. No balls and a strike here. Cast Combs, two-run double in the fourth inning. He's out on deck. Pitch on the way again, and Kyle rips it right center field. This one should find the gap against the wall or over the wall. It's off the wall. A one-hopper. Kyle's around second, stumbles a bit, but he can walk into third base. He's going to slide instead. They overshoot it off the fence, and Kyle for a second looks at scoring, but then trots back to the bag at third. Well, Jackson Kyle can flat out hit a baseball. A triple to the alley in right center, and here comes Cast Combs. Combs can hit. He can flat out hit the baseball. He had a shot to center field, and Tate Chacon made a Willie Mays-type catch on it over the shoulder. That was in the first inning. Then after a pop out in the third, a two-run double in the fourth down the left field line. Here's the pitch on the way by DeSparty. Chopper, right side, hit it off the fist. Down to the first baseman, Riggs Towle. He'll bring it to the bag, and the inning is over. So a triple by Kyle, but he's stranded at third. We go to the sixth, folks. Four-run lead, University 10-6 with two innings to go for the right to get to the championship. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103-1 and 13-10, KFKA.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th. This iconic event will feature award-winning PRCA Pro Rodeos, concerts, demolition derby, the carnival, and plenty of family fun. The music lineup includes the great Brad Paisley, John Party, rock legend Stone Temple Pilots, plus Cole Swindell, Jordan Davis, and Jeremy Camp. Get your tickets now at GreeleyStampede.org or call 356-7787.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, folks, we head to the sixth inning out here at Butch Butler. Clark Johnson with you. Bruce Dick is in China. Nah, he's at Arvada High School. For some reason, that guy thinks he can coach basketball. And so he's down there coaching some summer basketball with his Fort Collins Lambkins. That's right. He's going to only get his 700th win of his career coming up this year at Fort Collins. Fourth winningest coach in the history of the sport in the state here. And he's a baseball guy. Go figure it. All right. What do we got? 10-6 here. Two innings left. Buckle up. The way pitchers have been walking guys in this game, and we still going to have a ton of they need a traffic control guy from DIA to come out here today. All right, let's get this going. Riggs Towle will open things up here for University. It'll be Towle, Weber, and Chacon. 6, 7, and 8 for the dogs here in the top of the sixth. They own a four-run lead and would love to get some insurance on it right here. Trenton Allen will deal here in the sixth inning, the sophomore. Third pitcher of the day for the Sterling Tigers, and the pitch there missed away. Riggs Towell is ahead of the count, 1-0 at the plate right here. Riggs 0-2, struck out aboard on a fielder's choice, then walked in the fifth inning. Allen comes back, fastball at the letters for a strike. So it's one ball, one strike. 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Bulldogs. 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Tigers. That's your C&H Solution scoring summary from Butch Butler. Pitch on the way, popped up into shallow right field, coming in a couple of steps, but looking up in the sun is Cast Combs, and with the wind, that's a tough play, but he puts it away. So one away. And Connor Weber, who's had a day, singled in the second inning. That was a two-run single in the second, then doubled in the fourth, aboard on a fielder's choice and scored in the fifth. One out top of the sixth inning at Butch Butler. Sterling or University, who's going to get there to play the Reds tomorrow at 11? Pitch on the way is right down Main Street for a strike here. Dogs with a 4-0 lead. They led, or rather a 4-run lead. They led 4-0 through three innings. Sterling gets scored 6 runs in the bottom of the fourth. The Bulldogs answered with 6 in the top of the fifth. Pitch on the way, and that's in for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes. Weber behind in the count, 1 out here in the top of the sixth. Allen set to go again. Now time called. Tyra waiting was Connor Weber that time and asked for time. University is trying to make it 24 wins against 5 losses so far this year. They had won 9 in a row before the loss to the Reds last Saturday. That fastball sails way high, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Allen just tried to rear back and throw that one as hard as he could. All right, set to go again. Here's the look in the pitch. And a swing and a pop-up behind us, foul out of play. And it remains a ball and 2 strikes. Well, one thing that Sterling and University have in common is the Reds' wait for the winner tomorrow is the Reds have beat them both 3 times this year. I always say it's hard to beat a team twice. How about 4 times? Here's the 1-2 pitch. Off speed and staying alive as Weber slaps it foul and out of play. And it's a ball and 2 strikes here. We'll have Preps Rewind for you for a half hour tomorrow. Brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, our scoreboard sponsor as well. Any part you need, just stick the number up on the fridge, 454-3355. That one inside almost hit Weber. I think he's mad at himself for getting out of the way of it. Connor could have wore that. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here. Top of the sixth inning, 10-6. University in front. Trent Allen, the sophomore, set to go again. Kicks and deals, and here's the pitch from the right-hander. That is hammered. Left field, down the line and deep. This ball is going to be foul. He went yard with it, but Weber hit it foul. Connor this season has not hit one out. 5 doubles. 14 RBIs. He has 2 today. That would have been his first, but even the wind couldn't keep that one in. That pitch missed right there. So now you're 3-2 with 1 out. You'd love Trenton Allen just to skate through the inning, give your team a chance down 4 in the last of the sixth. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul outside the bag at first. Casey Miller tries to barehand it a third, and it comes up E10. You got this, Jay! That was a tough one without a glove, though. That ball was hit hard. Well, I got to give it to Casey. Most coaches there would have said, no, I'm not going to touch that. He looks like he's got the hands of a middle infielder in his day. Three balls, two strikes. Allen comes back, and the pitch is high, ball four. Groans out of the crowd, but that wasn't close. Tate Chacon, it's always fun to listen to the crowd who thinks they can see the plate better sitting in the stands off to the side than the umpire can right behind the plate. All right, here's Tate coming up. As we said, thank you to Matt Baumgartner for the information. Tate's going to try to walk on and play football at Mesa. Dalton Yeast out on deck. See what Chacon can do. He struck out and walked twice. Pitch to the plate, waved at and missed by Tate, and it's 0-1. Weber down at first. One out here in the top of the sixth. 10-6 advantage, UH. Allen, good breaking ball in and over. Boy, fooled Chacon. Tate thought that. I did, too. Thought it was going to be high and inside, and it dropped right in for a perfect pitch. It's 0-2. All right, set to go again. Pitch on the way. Ground ball to shortstop. Could be two. DiOrio to second for one. Wilson to first. Not in time. Just missed it. So force out at second is 6-4. Chacon's on at first with two outs, and Dalton Yeast, who has not been retired today, will come to the plate. Yeast singled in a pair in the second inning. Walked in the fourth, walked in the fifth. So a big batter here for the Sterling Tigers. They need to get through this inning without a run. They're already down four, and they have six outs to work with. Allen set at the belt, now off the rubber. He sees a big lead over there for Tate Chacon. Pitch to the plate, and that one dips low and away for ball. One ball and no strikes. Chacon, 11 stolen bases, which ties him for second on the club. Jackson, 19 coming in. Garza and Chacon, 11 each. All right, set to go again. A ball and no strikes. Big lead for Chacon at first. To the plate, swing, and a miss by Yeast. Let's pause 10 seconds right now for our stations to identify themselves here on Preps Radio.
FM, K276 GU, and 1310 AM KFKA. Really?
Pitch to the plate, and that one misses upstairs. So it is. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Top of the sixth inning, 10-6 University. Runner over at first base, Trenton Allen just trying to get back to the dugout here. Pitch on the way, chop foul by Yeast. So two balls, two strikes. Boy, the sun is really bright right now. Reminds me of the olden days when I used to ski. You'd have those overcast days on the mountain, and then when the sun came out, holy Moses. That's what it is right now. We've had overcast skies most of the day here, but the sun's shining very brightly right now. Looking to pitch, runner goes, and this one fouled away. They had the hit and run on. And Yeast protects his runner and fouls it off as Chacon was going on the pitch. Four University players with two runs batted in today. River Jackson, a couple of RBIs. Parker DeSparty, a pair. Connor Weber has two, and Dalton Yeast at the plate with two ribbies today. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Allen trying to get back to the dugout. Pitch is hit right back to the box. A one-hopper. Allen will take it. He's going to run him to the bag himself and make the play. Good play by Trenton Allen. One unassisted. You don't get to write that very often. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Sterling's got six outs to work with. They're down four. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
Are you tired of driving your boring old ride? The accessory experts at Autoplex Restyling Centers can help you love your drive. Autoplex is the true one-stop shop for upgrading your vehicle, offering window tint, paint protection film, wheels and tires, and a full range of truck accessories like lift kits, side steps, bed covers, toppers, and spray-on bed liners. You can even ditch your dirty cloth seats for a custom leather interior. It's time to leave boring behind. Mention KFK for 10% off our heat-blocking window tint. Check us out at autoplexco.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Butch Butler, 3A state tournament today, semifinal action, University in Sterling. Winner of this one will play tomorrow at 11 o'clock against the Eaton Reds, defending state champions, the number one seed. And boy, do they have a lot of bullets in their holster. Got to beat at the Reds twice tomorrow if you're Sterling or University. Plus, they've got their 1A and 1B still, haven't thrown a pitch today. So they get Tate Chacone and Mitch Haythorne tomorrow. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball by DeSparti. That's a beauty, in for a strike. Parker really has a good hook. Dylan DiOrio, Andrew Mike, Noah Soper. This is 3-4-5. Sterling needs to make a little bit of noise here in the sixth. They're down four. DeSparti deals, and the pitch waved at and missed right there. It's 0-1. Take that back, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. DiOrio has walked twice and doubled in a pair. Let's go, Tiger! Parker set to go again. Kicks and deals in the 0-2. Swinging a fly ball foul, right side out of play. And DiOrio's got another chance to come back and do it again. Multi-sport athlete DiOrio. Great basketball player, great football player. I mean, this guy can do it all. DeSparti gets the sign here from Dalton Yeast, his sophomore catcher, and deals off just an off-speed, a slider that stays up. And it's a ball and two strikes. That's a good two-strike pitch. 10 runs, 9 hits for UH, 6 runs, 8 hits for the Tigers. That is your CNH Solution scoring summary, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball down in the dirt, and you're 2-2 here. All right, 2 balls, 2 strikes. DiOrio set at the plate. The pitch to him fouled away again as he wastes another one to the right side out of play, and it remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. In talking to the university cast yesterday on Clark and the coach, we're talking to Cannon Padilla about the issue with the 12 walks between the three pitchers last Saturday against Eaton. And he said Casey Miller just came to him and said, I know you're not trying to throw balls. You're trying to throw strikes. Just got to focus, put that out of your mind, and come back and pitch today. And they've done that. DeSparti missed that one up and outside. 3-2. Here he comes back, and he just missed that one. Tried to throw a breaking ball, and you could tell from the get-go that one just, he lost the grip on it. So DiOrio's at first. Nobody out. Those free passes sometimes come back to kill you. And Andrew Mike will come to the plate here. Bobby Warner in the down below us in the press box is giving the doing the PA today. He's terrific at public address. Does all the games over at Windsor, I know that. All right, Mike checks in here. Runner over at first base is Dylan DiOrio. You're down four. Last thing you want to do is erase a runner by getting caught stealing. Here's a throw over to first. That's a good move by Parker DeSparti. And DiOrio comes back to the bag and is in time. All right, DeSparti set to go again, checks the runner at first. And again visits first base. Tigers with over 7 steals a game this year. Easily the most I've seen in any team. DiOrio, 25 stolen bases. That's second on the club. And this one hit the center field. In comes Tate Chacone, and it bounces away from him. Into third base goes DiOrio. Mike's to second, and that's a double. It's second and third. Nobody out here in the sixth. Well, buckle up, folks. As we told you, it could get bumpy. 10-6 lead for University, but don't look now. Two runners at second and third, nobody out. And Noah Soper, the five-hole hitter, who is one for two today with an RBI, will come to the plate. All right, first base open. We'll see what the Dogs can do here. DeSparty looks at Soper, comes to the plate, and the pitch is a breaking ball in and over for a strike. Jake Gordon's out on deck. He singled twice today and drove in a run. Sterling has matched the Bulldogs with 9 hits today. Swing and a miss. Big breaking ball that time by DeSparty, and he fooled him. So quickly 0-2 with runners at second and third here. Parker set to go again. 0-2 pitch coming here to Noah Soper. Breaking ball hit the short, but right at River Jackson, and there's one away. So a line drive to River Jackson. He didn't have to move. That was like playing catch. One away, and Jake Gordon will come to the plate. Boy, if DeSparty could somehow wiggle out of this and you get to that seventh inning with a 4-run lead, that would be huge. But the Tigers would love to cut it in half with a base hit right here. Gordon popped out in the second, singled in the fourth, singled in the fifth. Pitch on the way to Gordon, and it's a high fly ball into right field. That's going to be DeSparty, Logan Getting. Getting will make the catch. The throw to the plate on one fly just misses the runner. DiOrio with good speed is in. What a throw by Logan Getting. It'll go as a sack fly, but Getting unleashed a bomb right there. DiOrio's got all kinds of speed and gets in. He needed it. Andrew Mike goes over to third, so two outs now. It's a 10-7 ball game. And now if you're Parker DeSparty, they're going to appeal at third base. And he is out at third base, leaving too soon. How about that? The Dogs use their brains. They appeal at third, and DiOrio left too soon. And the inning is over. How will that come into play? Instead of 10-7, it's 10-6. And Mike Mendenhall is going to go get his 2 cents in. We go to the seventh inning out here at Butch Butler. 10-6 University. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Community Credit Union right here, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Missing shingles on your roof? Complete Roof Redo. Employee-owned. From the smallest of repairs to multi-million dollar projects, Advanced Roofing is the best roofer in Northern Colorado. Having done projects like the new Eaton High School and the Windsor Rec Center expansion, Advanced Roofing has the tools for whatever your project is. Over 36,000 customers served in 30-plus years of business in Northern Colorado, Advanced Roofing wants to help you. More online at advancedroofingtech.com or call them at 970-663-0203.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the seventh inning out here at Butch Butler. Been a long afternoon, but great baseball all day long. Eaton Reds put themselves into the driver's seat of this tournament with a win this morning 5-2 against the Lutheran Lions and sent the Lions back to Denver on the bus. And Sterling and University have played, hey, I'll get up, you get up, I'll get up, and we'll see who's ahead at the end of the game to face the Reds. A 4-0 lead after going into the fourth inning for University. Sterling scored 6 runs in the fourth. And then the Bulldogs came back with sixth in the fifth inning and lead 10-6 here. Trenton Allen will try to get the Dogs out. Top of the order, Jackson Garza getting. And then they'll have to come up with some magic in the bottom of the seventh. They need four runs. All right, first things first for the Tigers. Get to the dugout, still down four. See if they can make that happen. University had their nine-game winning streak snapped against Eaton last Saturday. They're trying to start a new one here. They'd like to make it a three-game winning streak by the end of the season, meaning they win here and then beat Eaton twice tomorrow. But, boy, that is a hill to climb, there's no doubt. All right, here's River Jackson. Pitch on the way to the University shortstop is hit to center field. Routine fly ball for Jackson Kyle. Boy, he's coming all the way into right center. That ball got blown over there and makes the catch. So one gone. Trenton Allen just needs to do his job. Get the Dogs out without a further deficit. Four runs is tough enough. Greg Garza will come to the plate. Talk about somebody who's due. One of the best hitters in the state. I don't remember a game this year that we saw, at least. And we did a number of UH games where Greg Garza did not get a hit. He's 0 for 4 at the plate today. Grounded out twice, popped out twice. Allen deals, breaking ball just up. It's a ball and no strikes here. University trying to make it seven straight wins in the meetings against Sterling. And that pitch missed down low. And it's two balls and no strikes. Would be the third time this year that the Dogs beat Sterling. Beat him 6-2 at home, 6-4 in nine innings out in Sterling. Here's the 2-0, ground ball second base. This will be picked up by Easton Wilson, who has a great baseball name, and he throws him out. So two away in the seventh, and Logan Getting will come to the plate. Getting showed off the cannon in that last inning from right field. That one-out fly ball with DiOrio at third. And Getting let go a bomb to the plate on the fly and almost got a speedster in DiOrio. Here's Logan at the plate right now. Pitch on the way. That one's ripped into left field, but again, right at the left fielder, Andrew Wright, and he puts it away. A couple of balls stung right on the number, but right at the outfielders. We will head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Is University going to the state championship game tomorrow? They're up four right now. Sterling's got three outs to play with. We'll check it all out when we come back right here. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Want free gas? Head to Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey or either of the U Fillets in Greeley or Eaton and enter to win a $100 gas card each week. Every visit, when you spend $15 or more and pay inside, you'll receive an entry for that week's drawing. While you're there, grab some made-from-scratch food at the Tatanka Grill. It's the perfect double play, free gas and the best food on the road. For more information and to check out all the deals, visit them on Facebook at Kramer's Wedge Store.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, last of the seventh inning, the Tigers. This is it, folks. The bus will be warming up and going back to Sterling here if they and not coming back tomorrow. Yeah, unless they get at least four runs here. 10-6 University as we go to the bottom of the seventh. 7-8-9, Scavarda, Bamford, Wilson for the Tigers here against Parker Desparty, who's come off the bench and been terrific on the hill right here. All right, set to go. Parker kicks and deals, and the pitch is up with a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. Came with a slider. Scavarta's 1-for-3, singled in the fourth inning and came around to score. Parker comes back, and the 1-0 is a fastball that misses. Boy, just got to throw strikes here. You're up 4. 2 balls, no strikes. Scavarta waits. DeSparty kicks and deals, and here's the senior's pitch. Ground ball foul outside the bag at third. Mendenhall with the reach and couldn't get it. Mike Mendenhall, second year coaching this team down at third base. 32-14, his win-loss record over those 2 years, and this one down low. 3 balls and a strike right here. Boy, oh boy, if you're Casey Miller, you're just going, man, let's not walk. No free passes here. 4-run advantage. DeSparty comes back, and the 3-1 is a breaking ball that misses high. Ball 4. So a runner on at first. Kaysen Bamford's going to come to the plate right now, the freshman catcher. Catching duties for him because Wyatt Buckley was thrown out of last week's game. All right, Bamford steps in now. Not a whole lot of worry about the runner at first. You can use him as a force out. This one's popped up right side. Riggs Towell, the first baseman, looking. So is catcher Dalton Yeast. And it's out of play back in the stands. Easton Wilson out on deck. He's 0-for-2 today with a walk. But, boy, if you get back to the top of the order, extra base hits today for Kyle Combs and DiOrio and Andrew Mike. Top four hitters in the order. DeSparty deals, and the pitch waved out and fouled against the screen. So quickly 0-2 to Kaysen Bamford. Bamford came in 10 at-bats coming up from the freshman team. He's 1-for-3 today, so 7-for-13 for the freshman. DeSparty's 0-2 breaking ball. That's hit the left field and hit well. Here's Connor Weber on his horse to make a play at the foul line. The sophomore runs it down. So one away. Bamford hit it well, and I thought it was surely going to get in there. The sophomore Connor Weber showed some wheels out there. He got right on the back of that horse and drove it down. One away, and the Dogs are 2 outs away from getting to the state championship. Number one seed, number two seed look like they may meet tomorrow. Pitch on the way to Wilson is hammered into left field down the line. That's a base hit. Weber over to cut it off. Runners will move up, play merry-go-round baseball here. First and second, one out. Easton Wilson got a rip there. So two on, one out, and now you're playing with fire because here comes Jackson Kyle, Cast Combs, Dylan DiOrio, and Andrew Mike.
Number 15, Jackson Kyle.
Let's go, Jackson! Let's go,
Parker! Fat lady might have been up, but Dave, she's sitting down again right now. This thing's far from over right now. With this cast of characters for Sterling, they can tie this up or maybe get the lead here. Let's see what DeSparty does. Parker deals ground ball chop foul outside the bag at third. Mendenhall, third base coaching box, able to come up with this cleanly. 0-1 here to Jackson Kyle. 1-for-4 today. Couple of flyouts, a pop out, and then that triple in the fifth inning. Set to go again is Parker DeSparty. Comes set at the belt. Really no big need to look at the runners right now. Deals the plate. Waved at and missed with that good breaking ball. And it is 0-2 to one of the best hitters in the state in Jackson Kyle. Tying run right now if he's able to get on base, and Kyle has cast Combs out on deck. No balls, two strikes to Kyle. DeSparty comes back. The senior's breaking ball sails up over the head of Kyle that time, and Dalton Yeast had to go run it down. So 1-2. Sterling's got 2 outs left in their 2022 season here, unless they come up with 4 runs here. 10-6 UH two on. DeSparty deals in the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball is popped up. That may stay in. Third base side, Cannon Padilla there makes the catch by the screen, and there's two away. So two gone, and Cast Combs will come to the plate. The Dogs are one out away from getting the championship Saturday today to face their rival, the Eden Reds. Oh, doctor.
Let's go, Cat!
It'll be in an incredible hill to climb, but the Dogs just want a shot. Here's the pitch fouled away by Combs. Alt Feed Mill postgame show's coming up in just a sec. We'll get our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game and the Journey Homes play of the game. All that coming up. No balls, one strike. Sterling down to their final two strikes. DeSparty deals Combs. The pitch is hammered to center. Chacon comes up and has to play it on a bounce. One run is in. The other runner's going to third, and the throw's not in time. Now the biggest, most important player in the game is going to be Dylan DiOrio, who's going to stride to the plate with a tying run. It's 10-7, runners at the corners after the Cast Combs base hit. Third RBI for Combs on the day. Well, now things get interesting. DiOrio, three home runs this year. 29 ribbies. That includes two today. 10-7 baseball game. Runners at the corners. Tying run to the plate with two outs here. DeSparty set to go. Parker at the belt. Deals. Pitch to DiOrio. Bounced up there. Runner will go to second base. They don't even need to make the throw. Doesn't matter. Those two guys could walk in right now. It'd still be 10-9. Only guy that matters is the one at the plate right now. That's your tying run in Dylan DiOrio. One ball and one strike here to DiOrio. Parker DeSparty trying to set him down. 10-7 Dogs lead, trying to get to the championship tomorrow. Outfield plays DiOrio straight away. 1-1 pitch. Down low, two balls and a strike here. First base is open, but as we said, that's the tying run. Noah Soper out on deck. He has a base hit in the ballgame. Pitch on the way to DiOrio, fouled off right side and out of play. And the Tigers are down to their final strike here. Two balls, two strikes to the tying run. First pitch tomorrow, 11 a.m., our J9 Agency's first pitch. Will it be Eden and University? We'll find out in a matter of seconds here. DeSparty kicks and deals. 2-2 pitch. Did he get him? Outside corner? No. It's 3-2. Well, the payoff pitch is going to be a big payoff here for the Dogs if they can get him. If not, they got to buckle up. DeSparty comes back, 3-2 pitch, swinging a fly ball to right field, towards the line. It is Logan Getting, is under it, and makes the catch for the out, and the Dogs are going to the championship. University wins it 10-7 in a seesaw game. We'll come back with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Butch Butler Field as we get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill is the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. That number 970-834-2132. It's all brought to you by Alt Feed Mill. Well, University, what a crazy game. 4-0 lead as we went to the fourth. Dogs in control. Sterling scores six times in the bottom of the fourth. And then what do the Dogs do? They come out and score six of their own in the top of the fifth. Thank you in part to six walks in the inning by Sterling pitchers. And they go on to win it 10-7. So what does that mean? University will take on the Eden Reds tomorrow, 11 o'clock. J9 Agency's first pitch tomorrow. We'll have pregame. That's right, our Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show about 10:30, right behind Preps Rewind at 10. So all that for you tomorrow. University and Eaton, I'll tell you what, though. University, just they're glad to be in there, glad to have a shot, but they got to beat the Reds twice, and the Reds have beaten them three times this year. So we'll find out what that looks like tomorrow. You just take them one at a time for Casey Miller's team and see if they can force a game two tomorrow afternoon. We'll have both for you if needed, or just that 11 o'clock game if the Reds take care of business right there. Let's get to our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game. Norfolk Iron Medal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community, and our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game, Parker Disbardi, the senior, 2 for 4, a couple of doubles, 2 RBIs in the ball game, and came in. Now, I'm with all the chicken scratching I have on here, I don't know if Parker gets the win or not as to when the Dogs took the lead in that sixth inning, but I think he does. If that's the case, boy, just more kudos to him again today. So Parker Disbardi, but 2 big doubles, 2 RBIs, and the big guy came in and shut him down to get the win in the ballgame. 10-7 for University. Let's get now to our Journey Homes play of the game. Journey Homes, Northern Colorado's number one builder, and out here for 27 years, over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range. For all they do, visit JourneyHomes.com. Our Journey Homes play of the game was a Willie Mays play by Tate Chacon in center field off the bat of Cast Combs in that first inning. I thought the ball was gone for a second, and on the warning track in dead center field, Tate Chacon over the shoulder catch. That is our Journey Homes play of the game. Everything there brought to you by Journey Homes. Once again, check them out at JourneyHomes.com. Thank you today to Michael Kirkpatrick for knocking it out of the park. He'll be enjoying the Greeley Blues Jam tomorrow. Ryan Kelly will be in to do the producing for us tomorrow, and we'll get with you guys again. Preps Rewind at 10 a.m., the Proactive Physical Therapy Sports Medicine pregame show at 10:30, and then the J9 Agency's first pitch at 11 o'clock tomorrow, University in Eaton, to start off Championship Saturday here at Butch Butler. Thank you all for listening along today. It was a fun day out here at Butch Butler, a field I love to call games from, and it's just picturesque out here. Should be tomorrow. Great weather is what I see coming up, so we'll have Championship Saturday tomorrow right here on Preps Radio. For everybody else, drive safe, folks, out there. Final score once again today, it was the University Bulldogs 10 and the Sterling Tigers 7. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.